RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, and we are thanking again 2 days in a row Nina Hidalgo for the topic. Thank you, Nina. We are doing the top 10 hashtag how I protect my peace.
Huh.
Right? Like, and that could mean many things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like how I protect my peace is like basically how do you stop from going crazy with everything that's going on?
Uh-huh.
How to, like, for most people, it's like staying out of social media.
Yeah.
Sometimes you realize just a couple of days detox,
mm-hmm,
away from social media. Oh, you would be surprised how quickly you improve.
For sure.
Sometimes it's really what's, and even
it's
if
all the outside,
say,
noise.
Ako ano, like I'm not even like into the whole mga bardagulan whatever, and unless I know the people specifically or it's something that I'm really waiting for. Honestly, I just want to know what's happening,
mm-hmm,
and then I'm out. Like I don't really want to marinate myself.
Yeah.
Lalo na yung labanan sa comments.
And you know what? There's always something happening.
Yes. So, I mean, you'd be surprised. So, like, what about you? How do you protect your peace? How do you maintain your equilibrium, your inner peace? For example, let's give some examples. How I protect my peace. Pasok sa isang tenga, labas sa kabila. Hanapin nila ang pakiko.
Yeah, but it's easier said than done.
Easier said than done.
You know,
done.
A lot of us, sometimes we want to get rid of whatever thought came to us, pero it's just tough.
Pero it's also,
and especially when you keep like reading about the thing,
yeah,
that you're thinking, yeah, about.
Or like sometimes it's a comment about you.
That too.
And you want to, like, you know,
be unbothered
in one ear out the other, but sometimes when it really, when they know where to hit you,
oh,
it's hard to ignore.
Ouchie.
You have to admit. But try. In one ear, out the other. Let's say somebody says, you're not good enough. I know that is such a deep cut.
Uh-huh.
But if you can shut it out, who knows? You know, you might actually prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Very, was that Oscar speech that I said I really love?
See, Niecy Nash.
There you go. Like, yeah, like, you know what? Everyone who said I couldn't do it, well, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't like the idea that you're doing it for your haters.
Yeah.
But it's just a quick mention.
Yeah.
Not as your main goal, because it's like, why am I living for them? Like, I'm doing this for me. But you know what? Hater, you said I couldn't do it. Well, hello.
And that's why she was like, I want to thank myself.
Yeah, exactly.
For believing in me.
I'm not thanking you. I'm just saying, hello.
I knew all along, even when you didn't.
Look at me now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. Another example, how I protect my peace, hinga ng malalim, then let go of the things I cannot control. This is a really useful thing. I try. I really try. Kasi pag, if you have control over it, then go. stress out over it.
Because you can do something.
Like, for example,
about it.
A deadline, diba?
Yeah.
That's within your control. So if you think you can still meet the deadline, edi magpaka-stress ka na talaga. But for example, if it's going to rain on your wedding day, etapos yung wedding nyo outdoors, what can you do?
You know, may slight control ka pa dyan. You know, pwede ka namang magtayo ng tent or something na backup plan.
Ganun na lang.
But
lipat
like,
mo na.
More like when you think about, oh my gosh, there was like an earthquake in Taiwan. So what if the big one is coming to the Philippines also? And you're constantly thinking about it. That is out of your control.
It is. It is.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Pointless to worry about it.
Yeah, if it were
going
to
happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah, you just have to deal with it. So
basically, Hazel versus Marky during an earthquake in Strata 2000. See, Marky, let's run down. See, Hazel, if it's going to fall, it's going to fall. I'm a little bit in the middle. Ako, TBH, generally, like you.
Yeah.
If it's going to fall, it's going to fall. But if everybody runs, I run.
I get it. But my mindset
I'm gonna
is
run
we're
too.
Never going to make it to the ground
it's
floor.
It's true. It's true.
Like, by the time this stops, we'd be stuck in the middle. Probably, I don't know, the 10th floor or something.
Ako lang, I'm going to run mainly because I just don't want to be alone. Like if everybody's going down, even if I feel like wala namang mangyayari kung babagsak yan, babagsak yan. But if whatever will happen, I'd rather be with people when it happens.
With the majority.
Yeah. But medyo I don't like the idea of holding down the fort by myself and, you know, facing my fate alone. You know what I mean? At least there's this like, well, it's been great. And then holding somebody's hand, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess it's that. I guess it's that. Another example, how I protect my peace. Binubugbog ko yung punching bag ko sa home gym ko. And I may or may not be thinking of someone while doing it.
Oof. Yung iba nga may nilalagay pa na photo.
Na face.
Oo, diba? Oh my goodness.
Dramatic.
Super dramatic.
But yung ano, remember that wall in Tarlac, in that restaurant?
Yung plates?
Yung plates.
Yeah, that's
one way of doing it.
That's one way of doing it. Pero alam mo yung punching bag, you think when you watch these like movies that it's so easy to make it move because you're gonna punch it like so hard. But no, it's actually very heavy.
There's a rhythm.
So usually it's not that easy to like just keep punching. I prefer the speedball because I used to box. So the speedball because it's more of rhythm based, not
yun.
Like strength based.
They were saying akala mo madali siya, hindi rin siya
madali. Oh yeah.
There's a certain rhythm that you have to because it bounces off of the
it takes
the ceiling.
Like if you're a first timer, it's definitely not as easy.
Yeah.
But if you kind of know how to do it, then it's pretty effortless at some point.
May tunog siya.
Yeah, because it's like parang,
right?
Yeah.
Diba? Parang you just
it's
follow
fun.
The rhythm.
Oh, I miss boxing.
Yeah, same.
Have you ever?
Huh?
Have you ever? Mm. Remember, it was like such a big trend
it
before.
Was.
And then I didn't do it when it was like super big. It was probably after like the first wave
after
of it
the first wave.
Being like super popular.
Duh. I put the box in boxing. I mean like, you know, like
you sure do. But,
like you put me in a box.
Oh,
but
okay.
I will surprise you by being able to box.
Sure.
That's why I put the box.
In boxing.
That's what I mean.
I remember when I used to box, I would even jump rope like the way that, you know, boxers,
the boxers
do.
Jump
parang
rope. Yung halos
barely.
Yes!
Oh my God. I used to be able to do that. But that one, I think, would take a little more time to learn again. Because I haven't done it in a while. In years.
Ako, I would jump rope, but so I'd tie my hair in pigtails. And then, yung gusto ko yung may chant.
Double Dutch,
ano? Gusto ko meron kaming
chant.
Yung mga ano, yung mga, like, I don't know, like,
anong, may chant pa pag nag-jump roll?
Yeah, no, yung meron kayong parang poem na inaano.
My God.
Parang sa mga video na napapanood ko na.
Parang
ganun, parang ganun.
Like, I'd like to see you jump rope.
Number one, sa ngalan ng buwan.
Are you good at jump roping though?
I'm decent. I know how to do it. I don't know if I can do the whole like crisscrossing of the arms kind of
okay.
thing. I wouldn't know. But I can definitely jump rope. Like, you know, regular person jump
yeah,
rope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not great, not bad. Ugh. Like, hindi naman ako
we
yung
should
tipong,
have one here, you
hindi
know?
Hindi naman ako yung after a few, magbubuhol na yung ta. Hindi naman
right,
ako ganun. Like,
yeah.
A decent jump rope.
Okay.
But regular. Not speed jump rope. Not trick
I get
jump
it.
Rope.
Pero regular, you mean both feet naman. Not like yung parang 1 foot at a time. Yung ganun tumalon. Kasi
hindi naman, both.
Like okay.
I can do both. Yeah, you can do naman one foot at a time na hindi ka naman very lola.
Yeah.
Yung you know, like mabilis naman. Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah, so. Kasi medyo weird yung talagang sabay na. What are you, two?
But I'm like, so amazed when I see, like, boxers do it.
Didn't
oh
we
my
have,
gosh.
There
they
are
do
people.
It so well.
Didn't we have, like, a guest or a, ano na, yun yung, that's his thing? Hindi ba yung, ano, yung, remember when we had this, like, Valentine's searchy searcher thing that all guys
uh-huh. Kind
of, like, one of them
really?
Is that. Like, trick. Jump rope thingy-majiggy.
Oh, I don't remember.
Or a guest. Basta,
okay.
Somebody
wow.
Who was on the show.
That's impressive.
Like, we asked him or something. Tapos, apparently, yun yung parang ano niya. Like,
you know, I think, if I remember correctly, this season of The Amazing Race, merong couple na that's their thing.
Jump rope?
Yeah, parang they have like classes
really?
And stuff.
Oh,
and
okay.
Double dutch.
Kasi they say it's very, ano, they say it's very... good cardio.
Oh, it's great cardio.
Because you can do it na super strenuous but hardly any pressure on your knees and joints.
It depends on how you do it.
Oh.
I mean, if you do it like yung boxer type nga.
Pero mabilis.
No pressure on pwedeng, the knees.
Yeah.
But if you're the type na yung parang mataas tumalon.
Ah, yeah.
Then may impact siya.
Hindi, siguro nga if it's just cardio. Pure
yes,
cardio.
Yes, yeah.
You can do it na very strenuous, very high intensity. So, pero,
you know what? I'll
okay
bring my jump rope here. Because
oh.
I still have it. I have a couple at home.
I'll show you some tricks.
Please do.
But oh my gosh, to be honest, alam mo yung mga jump rope, the last jump rope I've ever held or used.
Uh-huh.
Yung meron pa siyang coil na meta sa dulo.
Oh, wow.
Di ba, like, it's a rope, right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
The old school jump rope had this little coil spring thingy that would always, that would be the counterweight.
Yeah.
So that may weight yung dulo.
Mm-hmm.
Nung, so when you do the jump rope, nadidig mo yung...
Yeah. That's what the boxers...
It hits the floor, that little coil thing.
If I remember right, may ganun before sa boxing gym.
Right?
Where they used to box.
Alam ko kasi yung mga bago wala na. Pero like before.
Kasi now the weight sometimes nandun na sa handle.
Sa rope.
Ah. Sa handle.
Kasi sometimes you also need the weight dun sa...
Sa actual rope.
The pinakagitna. Mm. So that when you do it, there's some sort of velocity. There's some sort of... Yeah.
Tapos yung length then important din. Kaya
dati ang haba-haba.
It's like the right length for you.
I think they shortened it a little bit. And I think if you do the competitive jump rope, yun, they will base it
on your height.
Your height.
Yeah.
It has to be, it has to be like, what do you call that? You've done just
proportionate
for you.
To your height, I guess. Custom.
Custom, yeah. It has to be custom made just for you.
Uh-huh.
Another example, how I protect my peace. I avoid seeing you, talking to you, smelling you, sensing you. Basically, avoid you.
Alam
and
yun,
my day is great.
Yung smell part, na-fail ako today. Kasi,
yeah.
Hindi very peaceful yung amuyan ko this morning.
Ito yung very, ano, very...
To start the day.
Parang sinuntok yung ilong mo.
Yes.
Nanununtok. Di ba that's a term for like BO? Nanununtok.
Okay, so yung elevator from my floor, condo, on the way down, may sumakay na person. Sobra siyang amoy curry.
Yeah.
Like, sobrang tapang. And it was very, very strong. Alam mo yung, of course, may perfume ako, but nalunod siya.
Yeah.
Amoy curry talaga. And I felt like, my God, feeling ko amoy curry na rin ako pagdating ko ng station.
True.
So, I mean... And curry doesn't smell bad. I like curry. I love curry. I eat it. But when it's a person that smells like curry, it's really weird.
Certain spices really tend to seep out more than others.
Yeah, feeling
garlic
like,
does.
Sa sweat nila, ganon.
Yeah, you know what? But there are people who like, it's a health thing. They eat raw garlic.
kimchi din. Sometimes I smell people basis. Na amoy kimchi.
Lumalabas sa skin, ha? Even if hindi ka bagong kain,
yeah,
it kind of like seeps out of your pores.
Yes, and it's so strong. And lately, napapansin ko yung curry smell. Medyo madala sa elevator. And sometimes, walang tao.
Totoo.
So meaning, naiwan lang yung smell nung curry.
I remember there was this one time, I had durian for breakfast.
Amoy durian ka.
Tapos, hindi ako amoy durian. Kasi like, literally, I brushed my teeth, I took a bath, new clothes. It wasn't the clothes that I was wearing when I was eating it. I did not burp.
Uh-huh.
I, like nothing. I brushed my teeth. Like literally, there's no
trace
of durian in my body. And then, when I got here to the station, this was the time when, punuan lagi before 6.
Uh-huh.
Pagsakay ko, punong-puno kami. And then somebody goes, ay, amoy durian. And I'm like, oh crap. And I didn't burp.
Oh my
God. Didn't, like nothing. Nothing. And I'm like, it must have been like creeping out of my... And this was like, maybe, I don't know, an hour after I ate the durian.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So I think certain food talaga would emanate.
Yeah, and it's not something you can remove by just bathing or
and in the curry, it's the spices that go into the curry.
Yeah.
I think that really are strong.
Tapos dito naman pagdating ko amoy
bago. Daing, ako daing sa labas, sa lobby namin.
It smells like fishy dito.
Somebody brought food.
Yeah, yeah.
Ang ano ko yung
paglabas mo ng elevator ng 17th floor.
Para may nagpiprito ng daing, ganun yung or puset.
Or danggit.
Danggit, ganun.
Yeah.
Ganun
yes,
yung amoy niya.
Very, very fishy. Weird.
And one last, how I protect my peace. I put on my headphones, blast my favorite playlist, and pretend the outside world doesn't exist.
Oh, music is very therapeutic.
It super is. I do this all the time when I play Pokemon. Two-pronged attack
To
shut out the world. It's the music, of course, safely. I mean, not too loud that I don't hear like busina or pito ng police. But, and then visually, I'm on my Pokemon Go. So the combination of the vision, looking at my phone and my ears blasting music, it's very effective. Like when I'm thinking about like a problem or may kinaiinisan ako or...
You forget about it momentarily.
I just want to shut everyone out. Oh, no fail.
It works.
No fail. Guaranteed. For that 1 hour that I'm walking around.
Yeah.
I'm somewhere else.
Love that.
And it really does help. That's why, you know, sometimes when I get to talk to people or going through things, I'm like, I'm not even joking here. Take a walk.
Yeah.
Take a good long walk. Helps clear your mind.
You should get one of those bone conductor
I know,
earphones.
Right? Yeah.
So you can still hear your surroundings.
And... Yeah, I super want. But I'm such a fan of headphones, earpieces.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Hmm.
But there you go. How I protect my peace. Tell us all about it. Thank you. We're already trending number 3 in the Philippines.
Yay.
Send it to us over x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag How I Protect My Peace in all your posts.
And if you have requests and shout outs, you can send them by the text line 0961-1367-931. Watch out for Tea Over Coffee, only on The Morning Rush with Chico, Hazel, and Marky, right here on The Monster. Good morning. First hottest Monster, RX93.1. If you're a big fan of Han, make sure you tune in tonight to All Out because they will be interviewing Han. So that's at 6 o'clock with Rico and Kayla. Check it out. Also, later on, Griffin will be interviewed on All Out as well. So many guests, my goodness.
I know, right?
I'm so sad that I missed yesterday's guest on TMR. Pete!
I know,
I watched the video, though. So, what a cutie.
And such a sweetheart. Like, definitely,
oh my gosh,
hands down, one of the nicest guests, like genuinely not showbiz, like genuinely nicest guests we've ever had.
Yeah, he seems like a very, very nice
guy. Like you're not interviewing someone, you're literally having a conversation.
Love that.
Someone. Such a lovely person.
I actually started watching The Believers a couple of nights ago to get ready for the interview that I missed. But anyway. Such a cutie.
Chico was actually saying that he watched it. A little bit.
A little bit. Like third episode. The third episode. And he looks so different in the show. Like, oh my gosh. Like, so different.
Yeah.
So, like, he looks like such a, cad.
In the show.
Like, parang, diba, very, very fresco, very type A personality.
Yep.
Like, in person, he's like,
very,
he seems very chill.
Person.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, very, like, you know.
You know what? You can talk about whatever you want. You don't sense any, like, showbiz.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
very,
so
very
cool.
Genuine.
Yeah, it's very genuine.
Hopefully, he comes back.
I know,
but for sure.
You
I
guys should check out the show definitely on Netflix, The Believers. Anyway, saying good morning to some people. Speaking of shows, we'll do TMR watch list later.
Okay.
So you can send your watch list via X at RX931 hashtag TMR watch list or by the text line 0961-1367-931. Some early bird greets. Hello to Keith Walter. Good morning. And also saying hi to Kenneth Kim and to Renz. Hello to Butter Baby. Good morning to Nina Hidalgo. And also saying what's up to Anissa and Jesse. We have Yon Tifian. Happy weekend, beautiful DJs. I want to learn that level of jump rope.
I know.
Yes. You know, just keep doing it. You learn it. Hello to... Angle as well, and we'll do more greets in just a little bit. Again, keep them keep all of those messages coming in 0961-1367-931, but we'll give you tea over coffee in just a little bit on the Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It is time for some hashtag tea over coffee. Let's start off with a little bit of Halle Bailey is set to star in a new series, a Pharrell Williams project, with Divine. From what I saw, will co-star opposite Kelvin Harrison Jr. and join newly minted Oscar winner Divine Joy Randolph in this coming-of-age musical set in Virginia Beach in the summer of 1977.
Wow.
Yes, inspired by Atlantis Apartments, Williams' childhood neighborhood. So,
okay.
Sounds like an interesting project.
That's exciting.
Love her. So excited to see what she has in store. In other news, a Legally Blonde spinoff is in development. Reese Witherspoon, with her production company, Hello Sunshine, and that's set to come out very soon. I'm very excited. I love Legally Blonde, and I really, really love Reese Witherspoon, especially after the morning show.
Ready for more Elle Woods.
Yep.
Yes, she's come back. And a little bit more local tea. Did you hear about this? So there was someone who posted a photo of the Taragis owner and the guy who got that tattoo weeks in advance or a year in advance, and they were in the photo together. Also, someone posted another photo of him with a tattoo on March 28th already, before April Fool's.
Oh.
And there's like timestamps and dates, and it's still online.
The plot thickens.
So who knows? Hey,
I mean, you know, the part where they were taken, they were in a photo together. But that's another man, easily explained. You know, I mean, he is a regular customer. You know what I mean? So that part, pero yung if he had the tattoo beforehand. And but why? Why would you tattoo a brand on your forehead? I don't know. Yeah. It's just,
so there's
it
like
doesn't
a,
add up, but also at the same time, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because it gets ko yung parang yung the theory is that maybe he already had the tattoo, so when they did the little contest, you know what I mean.
Well, they're basically saying it was all planned.
It was all a sham. Because like it says here, like literally, someone commented March 28th on the video with.
Because if you think about it, if it was a plan. Wouldn't have if they were in coats. Once he came forward, wouldn't it have been great if the company immediately said, "Oh, but you know what? in the spirit of good faith, because it was our mistake, we'll give you gifts. Eh, di ba umano pa sila no una? Umalma pa sila na it's not our fault.
Or maybe it was just like a joke because they knew that this guy already had a tattoo. So they made this thing because maybe it's in their neighborhood. They had like a joke or whatever within their set of friends. And
I'm just trying to put myself
in the... I don't
know.
I'm trying to figure it out too.
The two people. Kunyari nga, you planned it. Then why would you be like, well, it's his fault. You knew you were going to get a backlash out of that, right? And then dapat may fake ano na rin na.
But everybody's talking about it.
But in a bad way.
In a bad way, but eventually, you know, they did give him 100K. They filmed a video and everything, right? So which went viral has like millions of views. So when you think about it, I mean, I had never heard of the takoyaki place prior to
this.
Now everyone knows it.
Yeah. I mean, well, you can think of it that way.
We'll see.
It's tough because I don't think we'll ever get to the bottom of it.
Nowadays, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lastly, so basically TMZ was going after Reba McEntire.
Reba.
If asking if she prefers Beyonce's or Dolly Parton's version of Jolene.
Because she's like a queen in the country world.
In the country world. And she's really happy that Beyonce is doing country. She said, nope, bye.
Well, she's an old school. Yeah. Country artist. So.
No, and for me, it's like I support her because in this day and age, there is no right answer.
If she says Beyonce,
everyone will get mad. If she says Dolly, everyone will get mad. So it's like, nope, you're not pulling me into this.
Meanwhile, Joy Behar from The View says she prefers Beyonce's version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so everyone has their preference, right?
Because Joy, according to Joy, she feels like Dolly's version was like very anti-feminist.
That is kind of like
she likes how Beyonce changed some of the lyrics
of the stuff.
And like, yeah,
well, they should include Miley Cyrus in that because she has a version of Jolene,
but I think her version is very it's just basically
it's
a cover,
like a cover
of Dolly's, yeah.
Because Dolly is her godmother, her ninang in real life,
yeah.
So it would be great to ask people which version you like more.
Right?
Whether lyrics-wise or production-wise or performance-wise. Yeah.
Exactly.
Three versions.
Well, you know, check them out and hope you enjoy the new country stylings of Beyonce. That was her hashtag, Tea Over Coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X.
Only on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's start off with some greets.
Let's say good morning to more texters like Richard, who says, good morning. Just want to greet EJ and Jarek from DOST. Hello to Ronaldo Quino. Good morning to Queen Elaine.
Hello.
She says, good morning, my fave DJs. It's been a while. I'm back on my regular shift. Means I can tune in again.
Yay.
Na coffee na kayo today.
Hi.
Yes. We just got our coffee, Queen.
Pwede naman nating ilipat sa ibang araw.
But welcome back. It's so good to hear from you, Queen Elaine. And we're so happy that you're doing well now.
Yes.
Hello to Juice Blank. And Juice Blank says, good morning to all the rushers. Long weekend ulit. Holiday na.
Yes. If you take a break, if you take a leave on a Monday. Kasi parang tama ba?
Well, Tuesday, 9 and Wednesday 10. Ang 9 wala. And 10. So
if you take a break on the 8th,
true.
You have 5 days.
Oh,
if,
wow.
Hindi nagaagawan dun sa 8.
Man,
that's
amazing.
That's 5 days.
True. Yeah. And Maxim says, haha, yes, nakalive ako sa Monday.
Ayan, see? That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Good job. Queen Elaine says, sige, Monday.
Yeah, go.
We
go.
Love that. We're so excited.
Love that. Thank you in advance.
Yes. And
the rushers
back.
And us.
Yay.
No, the rushers thank Elaine then. Kasi...
She's fueling
if
us.
If we're happy, we make other people
very bad.
hello to Jay Ocampo and his son Hans. We have the Jedi Master who wants to say hello to the UP Dreamers, D2 Run Crew, and the Tara G Run Club. Happy running, you guys. Hello to Coco Hernandez. Speaking of running, on my way here, may nakasabay ako ng running group.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like a bunch of them.
So early.
Super early. Hello to Coco. And Coco says, the Teragis thing is clearly an April Fool's marketing stint that worked. A brilliantly planned low-budget publicity for content that will make everyone talk about the brand. Hate it or love it, still works for them.
Para siyang Inception. It's an April Fool's
prank within prank a prank.
Gone wrong, but actually went right.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it going wrong was the plan, if that's the case. And then that was their goal all along.
Actually,
to be talked about.
Because I saw this on Reddit, people were talking about it. Tapos meron doon na parang, paano naman yung mga ibang brands na nag-pledge to, you know,
right,
give the guy money if he was in it all along? Parang medyo na scam yung ibang brands.
Yeah.
And apparently, may tao na nagko-compute nung lahat nung mga, like, all the other brands that said, oh, we're gonna give you this, we're gonna give you this,
oh my
much,
gosh,
whatever. Tapos parang, oh, so magkano na ba yung total? Parang nasa 700K plus na.
Na-avail na niya?
I don't know. I don't know if, you know,
milyonaryo na si
he got all of them already.
But I'm still hoping against hope that it wasn't a scam. That it was,
yeah,
it really happened that way, the way we saw it.
Yeah.
You know, because if that were the case, it deserved naman. I mean,
true.
I mean, so I just hope.
Well, whether, you know, whether he was in on it or not, I just hope he puts the money to good use.
Yeah.
Take it as an opportunity.
And they were
to,
saying that he has a son with Down syndrome and
yeah,
that he wants to send to school.
Hopefully he can take
so
it as an opportunity,
yeah,
to make more
to
money. Alam mo yon, maybe start like a little
business,
something like that.
If it's used for good, then it's all good.
Yeah. Hello to Melai and what's up to Bon Voyage. Good morning to your cup of Tino. Good morning. Saw Marky on Prime Time News last night. Sumasagot ng interview in Tagalog, ha? Look at you go.
Look at me. Trained by Chico Garcia.
Yes.
I love
and Hazel
that.
Aguilon.
And hello to Carmina. She says, good morning. Love the topic today. Sakto, heartbroken ako. I need to protect my inner peace.
Oh, no.
Love you three.
Thank you.
Thank
Feel
you. We
better.
Love you too. Hello to Japat as well. And good morning to my friend Reen. Serena Villamor Camara. She was locked in earlier. Not sure if she's still on the road. Hello to Yon Tifian as well.
Didn't he wash?
Rinse and wash.
Sorry, kasi hello to Rinse. Oh, say hi to Wash too.
Oh my God. I cannot. Hello,
wash
Rinse.
And Rinse.
Rina. Para hindi na ma-rinse and wash dito. Anyway, yung Tifian says, nako, sana di sila matulad dun sa brands na nag-pledge for a certain athlete after yung manalo, di pa rin binibigay yung nung iba until now.
Because a pledge will remain a pledge until it's given.
Exactly. I'm not sure which one, but I'm thinking it's an Olympian.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
I think. I'm not sure.
Bad naman. I mean, if you pledge it, you should give it.
Definitely.
Especially for people who, ito nga talagang, you know, unequivocally, they deserve it because they brought honor to the country via their sport. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And if you, kasi remember, when you pledge something to give to an Olympian, for example, you've already gotten the, outside of the rewarding them, you got the free plug already. Because brand X promised to give blank amount to blank Best. Olympian.
Mm.
Tapos hindi mo, so people would probably think that you gave it
uh-huh.
without you actually giving it. That's not fair.
That's bad.
That really
That's
isn't
super
fair
bad.
At all, no?
Yeah. If you say you're going to give it, give it. And don't wait. What? A year? 2 years? 3 years?
That's
before
horrible.
You hand it over? That's horrible.
It's using
ugh,
the success to your advantage.
Someone's right? hard work.
Inattach mo yung brand mo dun sa Olympian at the peak of their popularity. Tapos hindi mo naman binigay yung sabi mo.
Bad yun. Yeah, don't do
Super
that.
Bad. It's like the pledges for charities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like si ano, diba? What's her name again? Yung asawa. Ex-wife ni...
Emily Blunt.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay.
Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know
what happened.
But I don't know if she did.
And like if she did in the end, no?
Kasi mali mo naman she did. So, you know, who knows? Yeah.
Okay, so let's say hi to a few people on X. Saying hi to Juice Blank. Greeting Butter Baby. Actually, a lot of them are sending their tea. No, so, sorry, not their tea. Their watch list. Because it's TMR watch list today. So use the hashtag TMR watch list if you want to send us what you've been watching over the week. We would appreciate it if you send it over because I'm very excited to go and sit down and watch some really good stuff online. Saying hello as well to Sweet A W H O L E. Ohio Marky and everyone. Archer is also tuned in. Good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great duty. Greeting Galactus Intolerance and Maciel. Good morning, guys. Please meet our new fur baby kitten, Marshmallow.
Aww.
Very cute. Thanks to my wife for allowing me and my son to adopt this cutie cat. Also, saying hi to Renz Rufil. Thank you for the tea. And of course, Elaine, who says, sana makapag-pick ako kay Marky after show pag nanood ako ng Rent. 24 days to go before Rent Manila 2024. So, can't wait to see you there. And that is it for greets.
Alright, so we've got Nina Hidalgo to thank for the topic. Thank you, Nina, as always. How I protect my peace.
Inspired ba ito ng guest natin yesterday?
How I protect my peach naman yun. Na hindi daw kumakain ng prutas.
I know,
right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chico. <What? laughs> And banana, apple.
Yeah.
Doesn't eat Chico as well.
No.
Sorry.
No fruits at all. At all.
Gosh, that's so strange.
Because I have a friend who doesn't eat fruits except basta may isa eh. I forgot kung strawberry ba o mango. Basta like zero fruits except that one.
I have never encountered a person who doesn't eat fruit. Meron akong mga kilala, they don't eat vegetables at all.
Yun ang marami akong kilala.
Yeah.
At all.
That even shocks me.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, mas shocking yung fruits. Kasi you would
it's
think,
sweet.
Masarap yung fruits eh. Hindi naman, you don't just eat it because you want to be healthy. You eat it. Ako, I eat it because I enjoy eating it.
Me too.
Hindi daw niya type yung the type of sweetness of fruits. Siguro mas gusto niya like, I don't know, cake or candy or
chocolate.
And candy.
But not cake, so much cake. the sweetness ng fruit. I don't know. It's to each.
No, I mean, I was saying my brother is the same way, diba? So,
yeah.
It's a thing.
All right. So, let's start off with Queen of Deadma.
Number 10.
I set my work GC to do not disturb after office hours, on weekends, and when I'm on leave. You know what? Until now, I don't know how that works because nagulat ako. I've experienced it here in RX. Uh-huh. One of the sub GCs, nung one of our office mates went on leave. Yun merong message na lumabas na parang hindi naman do not disturb but more like offline something.
Ako, I get that
so
email.
So meron palang ganun.
Parang sometimes when, you know, I'm...
GC, hindi email.
Hindi, pero meron din yung matic na email.
Na email.
Like when I'm exchanging emails with like, kunyari, a label person or whatever and then like, magugulat na lang ako yung next na reply niya, parang it's like a generic
like
message. I am on leave until da-da-da-da-da-da. Please contact da-da-da. May ganon.
No, but that, I like
so
it.
So I'm thinking it's
really
not
like
something
it.
That they send to you, like, individually. Feeling ko naka-ready na yun reply. Parang template na siya.
That's what
for
I mean.
Everyone.
Meron ba sa atin noon, yung mga GC?
I'm not
like on
sure
Viber or Messenger?
I think so.
That would be great. I want to
no,
know how.
No, because you can put naman like your parang status, diba?
Hindi, yun nga, iniisip ko. Was it just typed by the person? Or was it like an automated thing?
You want to do it on Viber?
I want it automated. Wala lang yung parang
sige, let's check
let's
later.
Figure it out later.
Na if you're going on vacation, maybe you can automate it. Click on something. Na hindi naman do not disturb, parang medyo medyo aggressive. Pero something to the effect na...
I'm on vacation, I'm on FYI. Vacation. I might not be able to reply right away.
I'll get back to you when I get back. Parang yeah. ganon, parang ganon. That sounds good. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And coming from Al Macchiato.
Number 9.
How I protect my peace. Unlimited cuddles with my dogs. Pagdating ko sa bahay from work, I put my bag down, sit on the sofa, and lift my dogs to my lap. Nakapila pa sila for their turn to lick my face.
That's
as
cute.
If to wash my stresses aww. Away. Oh, that is so true.
I love dogs.
They're just like... They're my life. And cats. Dogs and cats.
Yeah. Dogs and
such
cats
lovely, lovely creatures. And coming from Maxim the Winter.
Number 8.
How I protect my peace. I always have a vacation booked. Para palagi akong may nilolook forward to. Kumbaga, alam kong may bakasyon naman na naghihintay after this stress.
Mm.
That's what a lot of people do. Parang... Even minor ones, just so that you have something concrete to look forward to.
Yeah.
Hindi yung parang blurry na someday I'll go on vacation again.
Who knows when?
But more like, oh, on, you know, 2 weeks from now, I'm going on a road trip to Tagaytay. Kahit ganun lang.
It's
para
it's,
lang something to, you know.
It's like when you see a countdown.
Yeah.
And
yes.
For some reason, it just excites you more.
And it helps.
Because you see the clock ticking, yeah. And you're like, oh, I'm that much closer. You
one
know?
Day closer.
Exactly.
Like, parang ano, parang weekend, diba? Yung kahit wala kang plans, it's nice to go like, ooh, midweek. Ooh, almost weekend. Yay, it's a Friday. It really helps.
Because
it
like really, you're counting down really and helps. Looking forward to something. It really does. I tell you.
And coming from Genshin Impacto.
Number 7.
I get a lot of support from my core group. My 3 best friends. Si Unfriend, si Mute, at si Block.
Oy, the best yung mga buttons na yan.
Fave ko yung mga friends kong yan.
Mm-mm.
Common friends natin yan. Mutual friends.
Mutual friends yeah. nating Mute. Lahat. Mute. I think, in general, everyone is into this.
You know, to be honest, like I... Before, it took a long time for me to block someone because I just felt bad.
Yeah.
Pero pag once you get the hang of it, you realize, oh, it's not a big problem. It's my life. I mean, I don't want you in my life. But at the same time, even if I've gotten used to it, I still don't. I mean, you have to
you're
be
not
really
trigger
bad.
Happy I'm when it comes to that stuff.
Like, you have to be really, really horrible for me to block you. Because otherwise, I'm like... I have to grow a little bit of a thick skin. So pag yung mid buisit lang naman, I usually just let it go. I try to train myself. Pero pag yung talagang it's getting into my alam mo yung vexation to the spirit na, I block no problem.
No, I give him one no chance problem. Now. One chance.
Yeah.
Which is new for me.
Hindi rin ako yung yun nga yung parang like konting kibot lang block, konting kibot block. Hindi rin naman ako ganun. More of like kung pwede naman palampasin, pinapalampas.
Mm.
And coming from Coco Hernandez.
Number 6.
I am careful with the energy I bring to the room because whatever I put out there, I feel will come back to me.
Yeah.
So yeah,
karmic
I mean,
cycle.
I guess if you feel like wala ka namang bad end, juju na gonna give out, it puts you at peace. Because you know that none of that will come back.
You're not scared na babalik.
And if somebody does it to you, then it's not because it's your karma. It's because they're horrible.
Yeah.
And they will get their
and
karma.
And it's their karma.
And they will get their karma.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Coming from Mike Fader.
Number 5.
This is very similar to what we were talking about. I take criticism as constructive. Even when they're wrong, I still take them into consideration just in case. Kasi minsan parang you feel that it's unwarranted, but you're acting out of like a knee-jerk reaction.
Mm.
But once you've calmed down and tinanggal mo yung ego,
you realize may point.
Parang may point siya, to be honest. I just unleashed because, you know, I got hurt. I felt attacked. But pag tinanggal mo yon, you realize there might be a lesson that could be very useful to you in the future. So.
Part of the reason why you probably felt attacked was because...
It's true.
Yeah. Guilty.
Totoo yan. Totoo yan. Sometimes the more true the piece of information is, the more you feel attacked.
You're already thinking it. Nilalabanan mo lang.
I guess it's also like introspective thing. Like you can be very, very straightforward with the person, but then after that, realize that, yeah, you were wrong.
Baka may point.
So that you can learn and grow in the future.
And from Designer Dad.
Number four.
How I protect my peace kapag marami ng criticism from clients, iniisip ko na lang, well, it's feedback to grow from. At nagbabayad naman ng malaki, so G. Ayoko G. Basta mataas. You know, to be honest, I have experienced difficult clients, but once I remember how much they're paying, I'm like, you know what?
It's okay.
Go.
That's exactly
it. I can take it.
Do you have take it like a champ.
Do you have another project that you want to bug me about?
Let's go.
Let us go.
Treat me badly.
You want to call me on a weekend? Call for revisions? How much?
Oh my god.
Doublet, triplet.
It really gets to that point.
It really does.
I have to say.
I'm telling you.
And TBH, I wasn't always that way.
Same.
Like, alam mo yung before, I'd be like, oh, it's not worth it. Yung mga good, pero parang dadating yung time na you're like, it is worth it.
No. Darating ka sa point where I am.
Ano?
It's always worth it.
It's never not worth it.
You're going to ask me to lift an anvil to the top of Mount Everest? How much? Oh, 15 pesos? Gee.
Hey.
15 pesos.
Relate.
Like, there is no gig too small.
Honestly, these days.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Lord.
No lies detected.
Hey, listen. These days, I'm getting the requests, but I have to turn all of it down because wala nang time.
If only. But yeah, I mean, I must say, I have to admit, when I was younger, parang very ano, very ganda mo girl. Yung parang like tina-turn down mo kasi, pero wait, you know, to be honest, I have never turned down just because I didn't want to do it ever in my life, believe it or not.
Same
princessa as I am,
same.
I have never said no to a gig just because I didn't feel like it. If ever I would say no, it's because of conflict of schedule.
The amount they're paying.
Or it's super low, yeah. Pag super low, that's not, but not because tinatamad ako or I just, minsan nga yung kunyari yung sunod-sunod yung work, diba? Tapos there's just one day, kunyari Saturday may work, Sunday you're free and that's my only rest. Tapos bilang last minute, merong papasok na gig, I'd still take it.
What if may scheduled trip ka or something like that?
Oh, trip. That's a very...
That's also one. Non-negotiable.
I will not. Okay. I will not cancel a trip.
Yeah.
Pero yung kunyari, yung talagang the only reason is I didn't feel like it or tinatamad ako or I already thought of vegetating the whole day. I have never said no to a gig.
Same.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Same
easy.
Not even once. Yun nga, either price or may conflict of schedule. Mm-hmm. Other than that, go.
No, me price, conflict there of schedule, or because since I do theater, if I have a show I'm on tech week and I have one day off to rest because my voice is dying, I will do it.
Ang ano lang
and
naman,
I will say no to the event.
Ang nag-iba lang, yung price. Medyo parang, binabaan ko yun.
For me, kasi may price na, it will make me tamad. Gets? Yung parang, parang pwede, but also, if tinatamad ako, parang carry na mag-no. You know
ako
what I
kasi,
mean?
Pag may vacillation, I will go.
Kasi may price na, kahit tinatamad ka, mawawala yung tamad mo.
Hindi, saka like, meron ding price na, meron din naman price na, kahit gano'n ka in need of money, parang like, that's a joke.
Oo,
meron naman talagang gano'n.
Totoo.
So, pag gano'n, talagang like, sorry.
And sometimes there's price, and then there's the fact that, for example, you have to travel so far, and the cost is.
Oh, totoo
it's
yan.
Okay if you're here
totoo
in Manila.
Yan. Totoo yan.
Right.
But if you're, if you have to like travel by land for 6 hours,
that is true. That is true. And coming from Archer Aguilar.
Number three.
You know, I super agree with this entry that I actually employed this in my real life for a long time. Archer says, how I protect my peace when spending for luho, yung mga wants instead of needs, I use cashless means. Kasi pag cash ang gamit mo, ramdam mo yung amount nung item.
That is so true.
This is so true.
So true.
That's why my rule before, like especially with the statue collecting, I told myself, Chico, you have to pay in cash. Para alam mo yung extent nung kahibangan mo. Kasi can you imagine if you're paying, tapos yung kailangan yung nararamdaman ko yung 1,000 peso bills falling from my hands.
Masakit eh.
This big wad of cash that you hand over to somebody. Totoo yun. It's a very good deterrent. Kasi pag lahat card, and lahat,
you don't feel it.
You don't feel it. But you feel it with cash. It's so painful. So if you want to stop yourself, try paying in cash.
Card.
And there's the ano, there's the whole maghanap ka pa ng ATM. So you are given a lot of opportunities
to say
change
no.
your mind. You kaya may nakita ka na magandang shoes or dress or shirt and okay, let me withdraw. Siyempre may ano yun, di ba? 10K lang each. So kailangan mo multiple transactions. You're like, maybe I shouldn't. Parang ang mahal.
Hindi ka magaganda. You know what? To be honest, I made it even worse now. Wherein I have another account that I have to move that money into my...
Into your, yeah.
My ATM account. And then start withdrawing. So...
May process.
And it's harder to get to my money.
And again, it's like just giving yourself more time to make a U-turn.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe I just
next
shouldn't buy
lang.
It. Baka may... Totoo!
Baka may sale next time.
Yeah.
Balik ako next time.
And I remember those days. I miss those days. I did have two bank accounts where like one was for spending and one was like
saving.
Untouchable.
And now wala na yung untouchable.
What's untouchable? What does that mean? What does that
untouchable
word mean?
Untouchable where?
Parang now it's like I'm touching all of them.
Oh.
Like I miss those days.
But that's what the untouchable one was for when you decided to like put your nest egg somewhere nice.
You know, that's what I don't have. And I think like majority of my friends tell me to open an account that specifically doesn't have like an ATM.
Yeah.
So, and also a different bank. Because I have a checking account, but I can easily move it to my ATM.
Yeah.
Yung the other account. Via the app.
Yun nga, like Mark
yung
was saying na parang pag gagalawin mo, kailangan pumunta ka pa dun sa isang bangko.
Yun yung dapat.
And
I really should.
Yeah. Oh.
I really should. It will be life changing.
I tell you, it's gonna change your life.
And from J. Pilosopo.
Number two.
How I protect my peace during petty fights. Conceding, even if I know I'm right, seems like the lesser evil. Kasi stress ka pa, pahabain pa natin.
Para matapos na?
Parang, sige, tama ka. Pag petty ah. Pag, obviously, if it's something that you really believe in, ibang usapan yun. Pero in those little fights, I agree. Kasi makikipag-away ka pa, lalo na kung napaka-petty na nung pinag-aawayan. Parang like,
do you ever do that with baby whale?
No, not with baby whale. Maybe with other people, but not with baby whale. Parang... Wait, what do you mean? Like petty fights? Because we don't have like...
Hindi, like yung parang, yung even if you know na you're right.
Ah, well, yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh,
you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I just wanna like...
Because that's what I mean. Like it never even becomes a fight. You know what I mean? Like sometimes... Kunyari, may sasabihin siya sa akin. And then I feel like... Eh, hindi. Ganito yun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know what? It's not really that big of a deal.
Not
so
worth
you just,
it.
You just let it pass. Yeah.
Right.
Although to be honest, hindi naman kami ganun na... We don't want to fight because nakakapagod because we rarely fight.
Yeah.
It's mostly nga like, ano lang naman, like more like, okay, it's fine. Ganon. And then it's done. Yeah, it's not a big deal. Kasi,
moving on.
I don't know. Like, for example, I do have an ego, pero when it's with people that I love, parang the ego relaxes.
Yeah.
And there's no like, teka, natalo ko dun sa argument. Like, I don't have that reaction when it's people I love. When it's regular people, then yeah, there's the ego. No, I have to prove to you that I'm right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, yeah, we rarely fight in that way.
Hey.
And the top.
And
the top entry. Number one. Number one.
This is actually very smart. Comes from Tempupu.
Tempupu says,
how I protect my peace? Ganito lang yan. Tanong mo sa sarili mo, may magagawa ba ako para maayos yung problema? Kung meron, edi gawin. At kung wala, edi wag problemahin. Peace, protect.
Hey,
if you can do
peace,
it, do it.
To be honest, yeah.
Right? Like, kunyari, there's something that can be done. Then
yeah.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's nothing to be done, then don't worry about it. Because it's going to happen anyway.
Out of sight. Out of sight.
Amen.
So, there you go. Another batch coming right up. So if you want to join us, go ahead and send it to us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag How I Protect My Peace in all your posts.
Only on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
First, let's say a good morning to Carlo Lozada, who says, please greet my wife, Marielle Ann Lozada. Good morning, Lilo Boy, Juan Miguel, Justin, Sayana, Angeli. Sands also says, good morning, happy Friday. And I don't know if that's a Thai thing na di kumakain ng fruit at all kasi first time narinig yun sa ibang sa isang idol. His name is Ten from NCT.
Oh, okay.
No, but it's big in Thailand.
So, the fruits are so
Thailand
good. And
so
even the salt.
Fruits. They have
remember
salt.
That?
I was telling
that's like my favorite.
Peach that like basically Thai fruits are Filipino fruits but bigger.
Yeah.
Right? Like their mangoes. Are basically Filipino mangoes, but bigger. They're makopa. Gigantic.
I love their salt.
I actually, that's the food
that
I look for the most. Yung Thai makopa. Mm. It's darker. It's less pink. It's almost purplish. And bigger and purplish.
What were you saying?
No, because they're makopa talaga. It's big. It's true.
I don't know. I don't eat makopa. So
no, even if let's say, kasi di ba dito libre lang ang makopa. You just pick it off the tree. You don't. Very few people actually spend for makopa. The few times that I bought makopa, even the cashier would be like, "Sir, ba't kayo po may bili ng makopa?" Kasi nga parang it's one of those. It's like aratilis.
Na like, it's everywhere.
You don't buy it. You just get it off of a tree. Same thing with makopa. So, but when I'm in Bangkok, oh my gosh, makopa is the way to go.
Oh my gosh, parang na pa.
I mean,
Mama, thank you for saying that. For spilling.
For spilling.
It's larger and purplish. Hindi kasi
oh
ang
God.
Sarap kasi in the mangoes. Ugh, to die for. The guava.
The guava.
So
yes,
so
with that
good.
Sweet,
you know
spicy
what?
Salt.
My second favorite mango is Thailand.
I also love Australian mangoes.
Me too. And Florida.
Oh, I don't think I've
Florida
tried Florida.
And Australia.
Australian.
Very similar. It's that flavor.
Yeah. Oh. Which is like mild.
Yes.
But it's so good.
Yes.
So, hindi ka mauumay.
Oh.
Hello to Hodi A. She says, sending my greetings to cutie Christopher Tuazon, a very successful ngayon sa ginagawa niya. So proud of you. Hee hee.
Talaga to. Alam mo, pumunta ka dito, makurot ang singit. Apa ka, ODH.
Mayo says, good morning.
So
and pangit ng fake merge episode ng Survivor. I haven't seen yesterday's episode. I'll watch it maybe later.
Yeah, I have to watch that too.
Hello to John Paolo. Excited for next week because of back-to-back regular holidays. Yung iba pwedeng mag-leave. Yeah, that's what we mentioned kanina. If you go on leave Monday,
you get 5 days.
You get 5 days off, including the weekend. Hello to Melay. Ate sarap din, sabi ni Melay. That's also something I don't
Alin?
Really eat. Ate.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm not a fan. But if it's there, I'd eat it. Kasi nga, it's rare.
Yeah.
Like, even though technically, dapat hindi siya rare sa atin.
It's not at the supermarket.
I never
so.
See it in the supermarket.
Same.
I'd probably buy it out of nostalgia. Kasi, ang hirap niyang, puro buto, ang hirap niyang kainin. Like, tas, my friend, my one of my closest friends, would always say, atis is the pinaka nakakapangit na fruits.
Because?
Kasi when you're eating it, yung, parang, sound.
Isn't it the same for santol?
No, kasi santol, the seeds are bigger. So it's like, you know, like, ito kasi ang liliit ng seed.
And I don't think I've ever tried it.
Oh my gosh.
Parang so I've never.
You get a spoonful of atis seed.
Oh, I've eaten atis. I've never tried atis.
I don't think so.
Small seed will have its own coating, right? So you have to himay it with your mouth and your teeth and your tongue. One at a time, inside your mouth. Tapos idudura mo na lang yung buto na, yung nabalatan
okay.
na. Kumbaga. So you end up looking like, like basta like, parang you make this funny face when you're eating atis.
Sige, mamaya sa Facebook Live app, ano, pakita mo sa
akin. I will recreate kung bakit nakakapangit ang atis. Pero yeah, the Bangkok atis is so good.
So good? Really?
It's so good.
Better than
it's,
the one here?
Well, it's a different, ang hirap i-ano eh.
I-compare.
Ang hirap
like we
compare.
Should do one of those things. We
because,
should do a one or the other. Which one is
yes.
better?
Kasi ang ano, of course, we're more used to our version.
Yeah.
So you might be more biased. Or it could work the other way around because the other one is newer.
It
you might like it more.
Yeah,
kasi
true.
Kasi nga may novelty, diba?
Yo, Antifian says, mas bet ko atis versus watermelon. Hindi ba mas nakakapangit yung pakwan?
For me, hindi. Kasi yung pakwan, tatanggalin mo lang yung seed. Yung atis, yung each seed will have its own covering. So, mas busy yung mouth, yung tongue mo. Kasi babalatan mo siya, bawat seed babalatan mo.
You have to do all that work. Is it even good?
I like it.
I like it too. I mean, I'm not gonna do it every day. But
yeah. Yon. Like, yeah.
like, it's
the
like,
very few
there,
times that
oh
it's available.
Gosh, look at this. Let me
okay.
Let me
it
this.
Is. Ang daming buto. Like, it's such a seedy fruit.
Ako, watermelon, I don't like din.
Kasi watermelon, dudura mo lang yung seeds, diba? Ito, babalatan mo pa each seed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you suck seed? You suck
no,
the
I don't. I peel.
How do you do that?
With your tongue. I'm very good at it. So
with your tongue.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very talented.
70 Abigail, durian is the true divide. Or the true divider.
Eh, oo naman. Kasi nga most people don't like
it. Ako, I don't like it. But you guys love it.
I love durian.
It is an acquired taste.
Yeah.
100%.
And Rich says, di ba same yung atis sa guyabano?
I know. Guyabano is sour sop.
Yeah.
At saka ano yun? Like, it's so different. It's so different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jean says, good morning. And also sent us his TMR watch list. Hello to Willie the Man who says, good morning. It's an auto reply on email portals. Yes, we type ahead on the details. You can send automatically on all emails you receive while you're out. So that's for the email, but we haven't figured out the one
for the messaging apps.
Yeah, your messaging apps. Juice Blank says, I don't like seedy fruits. Kaya mas gusto ko talaga melon. I love melons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
honeydew.
Oh, I love melons.
Love.
Ako steady. I prefer watermelons.
Ay, ako hindi melons.
I love pakwan.
Let's do top 5 fruit.
Okay, that's easy.
To eat, ha?
To eat.
Yeah. Definitely durian.
Ugh.
Mango. Pink guava. Take note, it has to be the pink one, dude. Not the regular guava. Makopa. I love makopa. Mangosteen.
Parang
mm.
wala tayong... Well, except for manga. Yun lang
yeah, mango kasi
I think
parang...
standard
yan
if you're
standard.
From the Philippines
mango,
talaga.
Yeah.
It has like, to be part of your top 5.
So whether you like top. It yellow or green, parang
basta,
it's part of
or
your
kahit Indian mango.
Indian.
Paso.
Indian.
Yeah.
Ako yun. Manga din. Also, strawberries. Blueberries. I also love grapes.
Oh yeah. I love the yung ano yung
muscat.
Yan, I love that's the one I'm not into. Oh, I love
I
muscat.
Love it.
I'm okay with grapes, but that's the last thing I'll eat on a fruit basket.
Ako yung fifth ko would have to be. Oh my god, ako yung orange na favorite ko din. But I also love ano nectarine, so
eh parang magkamag-anak naman yun. So pwede na yun. That.
Hindi sila magkamag-anak.
No, I mean, isn't that citrus as well?
No, pero ang nectarine is more like a peach, you know?
not like an orange. Parang iba yung...
At tangerine ang nasa isip
ko.
Sorry.
So,
yan, tangerine.
Kasi gusto ko yung texture like ng nectarine eh. Yung para siyang very mangga na...
Para siyang plumish.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love it. But I also... Pero kasi yung orange, normal yun sa akin. Standard yun. Yun yung lagi nasa ref ko. Navel orange, strawberries, and grapes.
You know what's so weird? Like, because we talked about it because our guest yesterday was peach, diba? And I was like... Honestly, I'm not a big fan of peach, the fruit. Like, yung actual, yung may balat. Because I find the skin so weird.
I love peaches!
I love peaches.
Yung fuzzy.
I'm okay with peaches.
So good.
I love the inside. I really don't like the fuzzy skin.
Yeah.
When I run my tongue on the skin of a peach, parang nakukuryente yung tumbong ko. Hindi kasi like, you know what I mean?
What?
Yung parang nakakakilabot. Don't you have that with peaches?
I don't know. I like peaches.
No, the skin, huh? The skin.
I'm okay with it. I don't like the skin.
No, I mean, obviously, when you're eating it with a peel, syempre...
But normally, kasi I don't eat it with a peel.
Ako din.
Ah, see, that's
one
never...
of those fruit that... Like, if it's there, I'll eat it.
You peel it.
You need to like chop it up for me.
I eat it
right.
Like a...
You're not
like
gonna
a,
like...
I eat
no,
it
I'm
like
not
an
gonna
apple.
Go and eat it like
same.
A, like my
that's
favorite.
How I eat it.
Ako very rarely do I eat fruits that way. Almost all fruits.
What?
Kailangan i-slice ko.
Ako naman, that's the
it
fun
has
of
to
it.
Be presented a certain way. Sige, eliminate ko na yung blueberries. Yun yung top 5.
Ako, my top would probably be now. It's evolved since the last time we talked about this. Pears.
Yeah,
I will eat pears any day, every day. I actually have bought one per day. So when I get home, I'll eat one.
It's your sweet
it's
treat.
It's my sweet treat. And I heard kasi from someone that pears are really good for when you have, I don't drink, but hangovers.
Mm.
Like pear juice from Korea. So that's one. Melons, mango. Pomelo.
Pomelo. I love pomelo.
Durian.
Ako pomelo, it's something that I never not buy. Pag nakita ko sa supermarket na meron na nung yung peeled, ready to eat, I always buy it.
Tsaka para ma-check mo na kung tuyo to hindi. Kasi minsan pag meron pang cover, it looks so plump and juicy.
Yeah.
And then when you open it, tuyo. Ugh, I hate tuyo.
We forgot pomelo. Cherries. I also love cherries.
I love cherries too.
Ay, nako. I am a fruit girly.
Oh, tanggalin mo na yung mangosteen cherries.
Anong i-eliminate ko? I don't know.
You can take out ay, gusto ko rin ng balimbing. I love balimbing.
Hindi ko alam yung balimbing.
Starfruit. I love balimbing.
I'm okay with starfruit.
Hindi ba kaimito?
No, that's different.
Ah, star apple yun.
Star apple yun. Balimbing. Yung the one that
what's balimbing?
Like,
I've never eaten.
Mukha siyang star.
I have never eaten balimbing.
It's so good.
Starfruit's good. It's love interesting. It. It's not my favorite, but like, I mean, I'll eat it.
But that is the one fruit na kailangan hinog na hinog for me. Pag hindi siya super hinog, parang hindi siya...
Ang hindi ko bet, dragon fruit.
Oh, wait. I was about to say...
I am not a fan.
I was about to say that I love dragon fruit, but only its dried form.
I'm not
dried,
a fan of dragon
fruit. Freeze-dried,
gano'n. Freeze-dried dragon fruit
wala kasing katamis-tamis.
So good.
Yeah.
It's so
parang like, wala... Parang hindi fruit. Alam mo
even
yun?
The sweetest dragon fruit is like, that's it? Wala but ka na bang...
Barely.
Maibubugang kunti
yeah,
pang
any
but I think that's on brand.
Totoo. Ganyan-ganyan yung thought process ko. Pag, alam mo yung when you buy mixed fruits, yung ready to eat na, usually may dragon fruit, diba? Pag dragon fruit na yung nasusubok, ito na naman yung walang lasa.
Yung parang gusto up, girl.
As in.
No, but that's the thing about... dragon fruit. It's on brand for me. Because I like the...
Medyo bland.
Bland.
Totoo. Yeah. Well, I don't...
Basta legally.
Legally bland! Ay, nako. Coco says,
Reese.
Sarap ng balimbing. Sarap
I love balimbing.
Tampalin.
Well, ang sarap ng balimbing. I love balimbing.
Oh, si Jungkook's girl sends in hers. Uh-huh. Rainier cherries, avocado.
Avocados!
Oh, I love avocados.
Me too.
Mangosteen and muscat grapes.
Yung yes, muscat grapes.
Muscat grapes.
I love.
Muscat grapes / cotton candy grapes.
Mas muscat.
Pero mas muscat. Yeah, same. I agree. Anyway, hello to John Paolo Valdez who says, speaking of fruits, what kind of banana is your favorite? Ako yung banana, sa banana queue. So saba.
Saba
yung gusto niya. I mean, I'm
I
not...
I love the flavor. Kunyari,
banana milk.
Or ano?
Banana chips.
But not the fruit.
Yes. You know what? I also do not enjoy eating bananas. I only force myself to eat bananas when I feel like I have to. Parang kulang na ako sa potassium. Ganun. Or when I'm on a diet and wala na akong choice, magbabanana ako. Pero kung for pleasure, I would not eat a banana. I just use it for my smoothie. So I usually just freeze my bananas. And I get, dati kasi pag kakainin, gusto ko yung Cavendish. Pag for my smoothies, I like Lakatan kasi it's sweet. So it sweetens my smoothie. So, yeah.
I like it lang parang yun nga as a
gusto ko kasi yung Cavendish, it looks so pretty like smooth and long and like
for example pag ano pag like banoffee, yun I like the banana there or pag yun nga pag smoothie
pag dessert
yun ganon. Pero yung on its own
ayoko talaga yung senorita.
Yeah,
ang nakakatawa yung ano, did you see that nagwa-viral siya on X? Even monkeys don't like the yung string. Tinatanggal nila.
Ah, talaga?
Oo. So there's a video of a monkey and a baby. Tapos binuksan niya yung banana, pinil niya yung banana. Tapos yung that stringy thing sa loob.
Yeah.
Tinatanggal niya isa-isa.
Oh,
bago
wow.
Makainin.
Okay.
And unggoy na yun, ha?
That's so interesting.
No, I mean, di ba parang like...
Juicy itong unggoy na
to, ha? Di ba yung ibang unggoy nga, pati peel kinakain?
Yeah.
Like kunyar, mangoes. Mm. They eat the peel,
like
right?
Elephants, right? They eat like the diba? Entire piling.
No, they remove the string. They don't like it.
Oh, wow.
Or at least that monkey. That species.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, no, not a big fan of bananas. Sabi ni Melay, lakatan is used to make banana cake. Yung medyo nabubulok na.
Yeah.
Yeah, kasi nga, it's the sweet one, diba?
Yeah.
Lakatan. Joy says, kiwi. I'm okay lang with kiwi. Steady. I like it.
Ako
not one
kiwi.
Of my favorites.
I used to be a kiwi guy. Like, when I used to have breakfast buffets every morning and it was there cut for me already, gee. But, kung walang ganon,
ayun,
I have
fuzzy
to do it myself.
Yung labas nung kiwi.
But you're not gonna eat it.
But you're not gonna lick it,
no, you
obviously.
Never eat the peel.
Exactly.
The peel
pero
the
peel, no. Pero kung gusto mo lang i-testing sa tongue mo, kung makikiliti rin yung tumbong mo, you can
nope,
lick
not
it.
Doing it. Not doing it.
Henry says, ooh, banana for pleasure. Hindi nga, kasi nga, parang it's more of a task to eat. Alam mo yun. Lanzone, sabi ni Ro, his favorite.
Ay, ayoko madagta.
I'm okay.
Ayoko I'm okay with it. When I was younger, maybe. Tsaka parang wala na akong nakikitang Lanzones kasi as an adult. I don't see them in supermarkets. So, yeah, I don't really buy Lanzones.
Is it dagta or dakta? I've heard people say dagta.
Actually, pareho siyang...
I've heard people say dakta.
Dakta. Dagta.
Diba, no?
Parang dagta.
Sap. Basically, sap.
Yeah. Yung malagkit.
Yung malagkit.
Edward says, happy long weekend sa mga nag-file ng leave. Yes. Butter baby, ayaw din daw niya ng senorita kasi minsan entitled.
True. Entitled yung mga senorita.
Lit-lit entitled. Oh. Alam mo, I'm not a fan of like really small fruits. For example, kiat-kiat. I love oranges. Not a fan of kiat-kiat.
Oh, I like kiat-kiat.
I don't like kasi parang
miniature.
Liit niya yan. Ang dami bago ka masatisfy. Ang dami mong babalatan. Nedge says, yung chesa, yung isa sa mga prutas
gosh,
na di ko bet.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever eaten chesa.
It's like eating, I don't know, clay.
Really?
Yeah, it's very,
parang orange.
Very calabasa.
Orange.
What's chesa
uh-oh.
Again? Very calabasa. It looks like calabasa.
I mean, I love calabasa, but I don't like.
It's
don't
like kamote, parang ganun.
Yung okay. Maxim shares with us her, sabi niya, mango, strawberry, cherry, lychee, mangosteen.
Lychee! Wait, I have to remove something.
Ako, alam mo,
I
Maxim, yung last two mo, doon tayo hindi magkasundo. Hindi ako mahilig sa mangosteen, hindi rin ako mahilig sa lychee.
Remove
I
something.
I like lychee flavored drinks though, but I don't like the fruit itself.
Basta magtanggal kayo na isa. Lychee. Hindi pwedeng wala yun. It has to be there.
Ikinalimutan mo
hindi.
Eh. Wala na.
Hindi kasi a lychee very ano, very seasonal. Like, it's only
not
available.
Readily available.
Tsaka ang bilis niya. After a few weeks, wala na ulit. You wait another year.
Yeah.
Not like mangoes, bananas, they're always
all
there.
All year.
Right?
Elmer Velasco says, yung chesa, para kang kumakain ng poop. Ew.
But I would know because I've never eaten any.
Ew, ano, Carmina says, yes, Makopa sa Thailand is big nga, pati sa Taiwan, really good. Christer says, yung commercial ng... Yes, we know. we also talked about that when we first heard it. Okay, Christer.
Never mind.
Stop. Mr. G-Shock sends us his watch list for Chris Sanchez. You know this. Kath, Amara, Amber, and Sophia, and Tino says, good morning. Ano to? Oh, yeah. And my friend Shappy is also locked in requesting for a birthday blend for Miss Lorna. It's her birthday. Unless there's more birthday greets.
Let me check. Let's keep that on the back burner. Let's see. Saying hi to Yonte Fian sends us her favorite fruits as well. Dragon fruit, melons, peaches, avocado, and strawberry. Hey, number one ang dragon fruit sa kanya.
Ooh.
Hi to Jungkook's girl who says my dream is to taste blue Java banana. They say it tastes like custard vanilla ice cream.
No.
Blue really?
Java.
That sounds
banana?
Interesting.
That sounds interesting. Where do we get our hands on that?
I try it. I want to try it.
Also greeting Hody H. And Ragasa, saying hi to Celia Ragasa and Sam Ragasa. Saying hello as well to Humdinger Mayo, Uniquely Common. We will get to your TMR watch list entries in a while. And greeting Juice Blank, that is it for greets. And now we can do our birthday blending.
Blend!
Sorry, my voice is very low today. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Miss Lorna.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Boss Lorna.
Happy birthday, Boss
Thank
Lorna.
Thank you for tuning in. May humahabol yung langka daw. I also love langka, but
I
not one of my favorites.
Ako din.
I'm okay with langka.
Yeah. Good morning, Rai. Good morning, Brenda. That's it for greets.
All right. We've got
langka and durian. What is the difference in flavor?
Oh, huge.
Ala, yung matamis yung langka.
Matamis ang langka. Matamis din naman ang durian. Well, creamy.
No, but the thing is, like,
durian is creamy.
There's that extra flavor that some people don't like because they have acquired taste.
No,
they don't have the acquired taste. But
durian is pasty in texture. Langka is solid. It's a solid
love
fruit.
Langka.
I love langka. In Turon, that's langka. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Nina Hidalgo. How I protect my peace. Let's start off with Jay Pilosopo.
Number 10.
I don't read social media comments. Not all opinions should matter.
True.
Actually, very few. Very few opinions matter. I mean, to you.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone is entitled to give their opinions online. But for you,
only if
you don't have to take them all into consideration.
You know,
you'll go crazy.
It's a guaranteed way to ruin your day.
Yes.
Read the comment section because you'd be shocked. You'd be appalled at, you know, what people put out there.
Exactly. It's disgusting sometimes.
And from Tampupu.
Number nine.
How I protect my peace. Hindi na ako sumasawsaw sa mga issue. Meron daw corruption sa paborito kong show dahil sa isang designer, Kebs.
Wait a second. What is this tea?
I don't know.
We'd like to hear from you.
Pangina, the floor is yours.
Drag her. Expose her.
All right. From Archer Aguilar.
Number eight.
How I protect my peace. Grabe, sobra akong stress pag nalilate ako. Kaya believe it or not, pag late na ako, di na lang ako papasok. Better absent than late.
Well,
depends how many absents you have.
That's true.
Diba? Kung marami kang absent, go. Pero paano kung problematic na rin yung absence mo? Edi,
and also,
nakasave ka nga sa late.
What if wala ka ng leave? So, bawas ng bawas.
Bawas ka na ng bawas. And from Simply Nedge.
Number seven.
How I protect my peace. Itutulog ko na lang. At least sa dreamland, may manakit man sa akin. Hindi naman totoo.
You know, I had a dream the other day. Na in my dream, I was questioning whether it was just a dream. Ang weird nung dream ko. Yung parang, am I dreaming? this seems like a dream. So to confirm, I will make sure to check my phone kung totoong nag-messagean kami nitong tao na to and, you know, we made plans to see each other. Basically, ganun yung dream.
I've had dreams like that.
So, ang weird niya. So, when I woke up, I was like, wait a second. No, that was a dream, right?
Lalo na the ones that are very realistic. Like,
yun nga.
For example, if I dreamt I caught a shiny Pokemon.
But it's weird because...
I have to check my phone,
it's,
literally.
No, but it's weird because I was thinking of checking my phone while I was in the dream.
Oh, lucid dreaming then. Di ba they say?
Oh nga, weird, no?
Meron daw lucid dreaming.
I guess that's what happened.
You're literally in your...
You know you're dreaming.
You know, but you're still in the dream.
Yeah, very that.
I had a strange...
What causes it?
I don't know. They say it's a thing.
It's random.
Yeah. I did dream recently. Kasi maybe because we were talking about the late thing. Oh. Na chinek mo yung mga late ng mga tao. So I dreamt like I woke up. I was in, hindi RX eh. I went somewhere that I was supposed to go to at a certain time. It's a place I have never been to. Kumbaga my dream invented the place. I was in my car. And when I got there, it's still closed. And I was like, why is it closed? And then the person said, it's too early. And then when I checked, pero same time natin.
Okay.
So when I checked, sabi ko 3 a.m. And I'm supposed to be there at 6. And I was like, why am I here at 3 a.m.? So I went home. And then I went back to sleep. And then when I woke up, it was 9:40.
Oh no.
So very, very TMR. Na parang like,
you missed the entire show.
I slept through it. Yeah, I slept. Pero hindi show. Like in my dream, it was
something else.
A something.
Okay.
But yeah, the late thing was in my head. The entire week, I
have
guess.
You ever been super late for something and got very, very, very embarrassed?
Probably. I'm sure I have. I don't remember, though.
Well, define very late. For Chico, I would think 30 minutes. That's, like, very late.
No, for Chico, 1 minute is very late. Once it reaches 59 seconds, it's...
But I don't remember. I don't remember.
Been a while.
Been a while, probably. Or maybe nothing too bad.
Maybe.
That I would remember it, right? And coming from Queen of Deadma.
Number six.
I don't open my emails before eating breakfast. Ayoko mawala ng gana. Dahil sa mali-mali mong grammar. So not so much the emails, but a specific person.
Okay.
And from Jungkook's girl.
Number five.
How I protect my peace. I always make sure I have 6 times... monthly expenses saved up. As in liquid, ha? As emergency funds in case anything happens.
6 times.
And for Jungkook's girl, yung 6 times.
No, yung 1 time niya is 20 times natin. So let's
I'm
be
sure.
Real.
I'm sure.
Baka yung 6 times monthly expenses niya, lifetime savings na natin. So let's not even... Let us not even. Or according to Baby Whale, si Jungkook.
Si Jungkook.
So ikaw, Jungkook, what do you do? And coming from Al Macchiato.
Number four.
How I protect my peace, I need an outlet to vent. So I usually spill everything to hubby and or use that story as a TMR entry disguised as umi-entry lang.
Ah.
Grabe. Umi-entry lang pero
it's hard
pala.
To tell totoo kung alin yung umi-entry lang sa quote-unquote umi-entry lang.
Umi-entry lang and quote-unquote umi-entry lang.
Mm-hmm.
From Maxim the Winter.
Number three.
How I protect my peace. Hindi ko na pinapakialaman. Buhay ng iba. Bahala kayo sa mga desisyon nyo. As long as it doesn't affect my life, do whatever you want. Who cares?
That's a good attitude.
It's a good attitude.
Kasi kung bothered ka sa ginagawa ng ibang tao, that doesn't even concern you. My gosh, you're
You'll
gonna
be bothered,
be
period.
You're bothered
so
by everything.
Stressed, yeah.
And from Designer Dad.
Number two.
This is, I think a lot of parents will identify with this. How I protect my peace. For my kids, pag sobrang kulit na nila at magulo, iniisip ko na lang, alam mo, before I know it, ang laki na nila at mamimiss ko na rin to.
Aww.
Hey, that's a way. That's the way to think.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. A lot of parents say that.
You hate it now.
That it goes by so fast. Like, before you know it, you know, they don't want to spend time with you. You know what I mean? Like, parang, while they're young, kasi they're like, mama, mama, diba? They always want to be around you. They want to play with you. They want to do stuff with you. And then they reach that age na parang they have their own lives.
Super naalala ko before, when my sister's kids were young, hirap na hirap kami mag-escape. Kunyari, magkakape kami or something. Kasi nga, sasama. I mean, sa parang we just want like, yung kami,
magka-
kami magkakapatid lang. So the four of us, the four magkakapatid at the time, parang we would try to find a way to escape para maglalabas kami. Just the brothers and sisters. And then the kid would always be like, where are you going? We want to sama. Ganyan. Tapos alam mo like, just like that, we'd be like, oh kids, let's go somewhere. Can we just stay at home?
Oh, no.
It's so annoying.
You know, I think
it's
that's
so annoying.
That's probably one of the reasons why I don't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know that it would get to that point.
One day,
and
they're...
I just don't like the feeling of like, alam mo yun.
Alam mo, your kid becomes like you. I mean, you like hanging out with your parents.
I do.
You never outgrew.
That's true.
Hanging out with your parents.
But who knows? You never know what you're gonna get. You know what I mean? So I don't even want to go there. I don't want to experience that.
That.
Because it would break my heart.
Or yung the first time, di ba pag when your kids are kids, when you're in the mall, syempre ayaw mo sila mawala, so holding hands kayo. The first time na holding hands mo sila in public, and they'll take their hand out.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
That would break my heart.
And no words, ah. They're not going to say, Mom, don't... Pero like, slowly mararamdaman mo like they're taking...
Oh my God. Ang sakit.
Oh,
you know, that's why I'm so happy. Because you know my nanak, Kian, he grew up basically with us. So every time we go to the mall, mag-holding hands kami. Tapos I have this thing with like kids na parang... I always spin them. Like while we're walking, bigla ko silang isa-spin, ganun. And we do that all the time. Anyway, one day, ang laki na niya, mas matangkad na siya sa akin. And like, you know, he's a teenager. But whenever we go out and hang out, like we go to the mall pa rin, kaming dalawa lang magninang. Wala, he doesn't mind. Like, you know, it's like...
But how do you spin him if he's so
close? I don't spin him anymore, obviously. How can I... How? Paano? Baka ako yung ispin niya kasi mas matakad na nga siya sa akin.
I thought that was the point. Na kahit malaki na
siya. No,
I'm just saying, pa rin
mahilig akong manggana ng kid. Pero alam mo yun, now, I feel I can still hold his hand and he's not gonna like...
No, I think, pag when they're older, you can hold their hands and they don't mind. I think it's the...
Oh, but we never got to that
yung
awkward
ano,
phase.
Yung puberty.
Oh, yun, puberty technically, parang ganun
hindi
siya.
Hindi na, kung teenager
na siya.
Ano well, na yan, very, very, ano na sila, comfortable in their own skin.
Oh, before that, hindi pa rin naman. Never, oh, never. Consistent, like, very sweet.
But I have to say, you know, it was very maternal.
Who?
This one.
Glamazon.
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 Glamazon. Glamazon. So, nickname mo Azon.
No, and oh my gosh, technically, you glamazoned me.
Yes,
I got glamazoned.
Yeah. But that was the most recent time I saw Chico snap.
Kasi kakaglama mo.
Because I said, oh, si...
Not in front of Kai.
Si Tita Whale and glamazon.
Yeah.
Sabi ni Chico, bakit siya Tita Whale? Ako glamazon.
Ayan. Yeah. Na-snap. But you know, that's what I realized. With children, I love too hard. I love too much. Even when they're, obviously, even if they're not my own children, like my pamangkins, any kid that grows up like around me and that I'm very close to, I love them too much. As in.
Alam mo,
to the point that I feel like they're my own child.
You know,
and
same.
And doon ko nalalabas lahat ng physical affection na meron ako. I really shower them. I'm so like touchy. I wanna like hug all the time. I wanna kiss them all. Ganon ako with children.
Ako, children, people I'm close to, comfortable with, and animals. Oh, like the that's why dogs like me so much.
Yeah. I feel like if I had a dog, ganyan akong owner. Yung constantly like...
Oh, non-stop. Non-stop. I'm like, we have four dogs, so I'm... At no point am I not petting a dog.
Yeah.
So pag umalis na yung isa, kung sino yung malapit sa akin, dun ko naman ililipat yung pet ko. Yung pag-pet ko. And then, you know, like, I'm always petting, hugging, kissing.
Hindi ka talaga sa petting
eh.
Oh.
Super.
Ay, di, pero alam mo, na-realize ko yan na. Diba, we all know this. I'm not a, like, hugger. I get, like, awkward when somebody just hugs me out of nowhere. But na-realize ko, it's only when, like, it's someone I'm not close to, I guess.
Yeah.
Di naman sa I'm not close to. Pero may certain people kasi na grabe ako. Parang I go extremes. As in, awkward when it comes to physical touch and very physically affectionate.
So,
pag mahal ko, whether it's a pet, whether it's a child or my ex, I mean, my jowa, I am very physically affectionate. I can't help myself.
So, is it correct to say, pag-hug, pag-hug, depende dun sa hinahag.
Oh! Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, pag-hug, kailangan ako, close ka dun sa hinahag mo.
Mahal yes. na mahal ko. Ayan. It has to be a certain type of love.
So, tayo hindi pwede pag-hug. Siya lang.
Okay, sa friends, hindi ako physically affectionate. Kahit love kita as a friend, you can be like, you know, one of my besties. Hindi lang ako, I just don't express love that way when it comes to like friendships. Pero when it comes to, like I said, children, dogs, jowa slash ex, physically affectionate.
So pwede ka din mag-pug-hug. To hug a pug.
Ay, oo.
Yes! Oh.
Ano yung pangalan ng pug ni Rika?
Si Pepper.
Pepper.
Si ano, si Pugsley, Pepper. Yung pug ni Kara.
Pugsley.
Oh, Pugsley. Mm-hmm.
You're a, you give them pug hugs.
Sige na, call me pug hug. I give you permission.
Because you like to hug pugs.
Oh, I like,
you like to hug pugs.
And other breeds. So.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
How I Protect My Peace comes from Jay Pilosopo.
Jay Pilosopo says,
how I protect my peace? I have a mental graveyard where I, quote, bury people I no longer want in my life.
Oh, good.
Mm.
That's what you need.
It's like parang ano, you filed them away.
Yeah.
Like, here's this folder in my laptop. I'll put you all there.
Yeah.
Not to be opened ever again.
You shall stay there.
And your life instantly becomes lighter.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
So two more badges coming up, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
And watch out for TMR watch list. That's coming up in just a little bit, okay? So keep sending yours via X or via the text line. As you enjoy more music right here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR watch list.
Monster RX93.1. It's time for TMR watch list. It's the weekend and a long one at that for those who are going on leave Monday. So you'll have lots of time to binge watch all the shows, all the movies. We've got some recos for you. And let's start.
I can always start because I barely have anything that I watched. I did catch 3 episodes of The Believers. Our guest yesterday, Peach Pachara. And I started Queen of Tears. Yeah, a K-drama. So super, super loving it so far. I just hate it when they have really good villains. Kasi nagigigil talaga ako. You know, honestly, that's the only thing that stops me from watching a lot of K-dramas. Pag buisit, nabibuisit talaga ako. Hindi ko kayang panoorin. Even if I know that they're going to super like...
Get what they deserve.
Get what they deserve. I can't sit around long enough to see them. And the villain here is so annoying.
Hindi talaga kaya. Okay.
I'm struggling, but it's so good. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a couple of movies and a new show. I also watched the first 2 episodes of Believers. Mm-hmm. The Believers. Anyways, for me, I started Vanderpump Villa. So Lisa Vanderpump has a new show. It's Vanderpump Villa. It's actually really interesting, and I'm enjoying it so far. I'm not obsessed with her anymore like I used to be.
Yeah.
But like the show itself is pretty good. If you enjoy lifestyle porn, let's put it that way. And it's about kasi like her employees, not so much like about her. It's very much like Vanderpump Rules. So if you enjoyed that, of course, the biggest reality show of 2023 specifically, you know, the whole Scandal thing that really shook Hollywood. It's very Vanderpump Rules / Below Deck.
Yeah, parang I was going to say vibe. Below Deck.
Yeah. Ganun yung vibe ng Vanderpump Villa. So check it out. Also, I watched a couple of movies. Alone is one of them.
Oh, okay.
It's a 2020 movie. So it's a thriller and it's about this widow. A recently widowed girlie. See, Jessica, that's her name. And then she's moving. And so she was driving her car with the U-Haul attached to it. Tapos yun nga yung kinuwento ko earlier this week na she tried to overtake this car that was, you know, not going fast. So she wanted to overtake. Tapos parang nung nag-overtake siya, binilisan. And then there was like a truck approaching. So close call for her. But apart from that, parang sinundan na siya ni guy. Like this deranged guy. Suddenly, every time she would like make a stop, kunyari sa motel, nandun yung car, sa gas station, nandun yung car.
Scary.
And then like, he would go down and like talk to her. At first, like, he introduced himself. He was like, hi, yeah, I just want to apologize for what happened. I feel bad, ganyan, ganyan. So you'd think parang, oh, okay, so maybe he just wanted to apologize. But nope, not the case.
Oof.
Meron siyang pa-basement, you know, yung ganong level. Anyway, it's, I love those movies, you know? That's my thing.
Yes, so, because you're sick.
No, I'm not. No, oh, I'm
gusto
not.
Mama.
Ang ganda nun. Yung mga obsessed, mga baliyo na. Anyway, my other reco is fresh from 2022. It's the Sebastian Stan movie. Again, it's very much about like modern day dating and like this girl who was sick of like all her matches, parang walang okay. And then she randomly, you know, met this guy na parang, oh, hot. Obviously, Sebastian Stan, right? Parang very...
Punchline. Sige, ano? Sabihin mo.
Kaya it's called Fresh kasi yung business niya, human meat trade.
Oh,
so basically...
Oh.
Human meat trade.
Sabi ko eh, lahat ng gustong pelikula eh.
I enjoyed that so much. It's so graphic. Like, they would chop giniling, ganon. And obviously, alam mo na na parang ang... It's supposed to be like giniling na human meat. It's that. So, ang ano niya, parang the 1% of the 1% is into it. Sabi din sa movie. Tas parang, you know, there's a specific market for it. And it has to be fresh. So, he doesn't kill, like, the women that he basically captures. Inooperahan niya sila. Like one body part at a time. So, kunyari, si Chico yung nakulong doon. Like, first, yung puwet mo, kunin. Ganon. Parang ganon. No, it's like an operation to get like...
Listen, kung puwet, maganda yung meat noon.
Oo.
Kasi it's all fat.
Sometimes a boob, sometimes like a leg.
Remind me, never to taste. If ever one day magdadala ka ng mga meat pies,
the best pies in London.
Watch it! It's such a good movie.
Thank you, Hazel. Love it. Next,
hey,
it's a
rash,
good movie. It's Sebastian Stan.
The best pies in Ortigas.
Sebastian Stan. It's enjoyable. It's enjoyable. Tapos parang ang ano, nag-go along na lang siya with it. Alam mo yun yung parang kasi. Obviously, buhay pa siya. And parang she could tell na he genuinely liked her. So, you know, then she started like kind of flirting with him again. Kasi parang apparently, he doesn't sleep with everyone na nabibiktima niya. Not everyone. Yung iba parang nauutu lang na sumama ganun. Pero siya, like, she actually slept with him. So, that's a point already na parang, oh, maybe he really does like me. So, apparently, yun nga. So, parang medyo inaano niya na parang nag-pretend siya na curious siya about it. Because obviously, she knew na, what a weirdo, right? So, she was like, what does it taste like? Tapos parang si Sebastian Stan naman, you really wanna know? O de, syempre, biglang nagde-dinner date na sila na tinitikman na rin niya. Ganon. Kahit diring-diri siya.
Very...
Like, she would throw up after. But just to, you know, to have a chance, ganon. She had to do that. Anyway, just check it out. It's
really enjoyable. It's called Fresh. Whatever. I will make you watch it next time. Hindi siya horror, ah.
The way, sino yung mga pinilit mo manood ng I Spit on Your Grave? At saka
sina
mga...
Sila Butterbaby.
Hey, ako, nanood ako.
Saka Eden Lake. May mga napilit din ako.
Hey, I really liked Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah,
I liked all.
Such a good
was
movie.
It three? Three movies?
Yes. Oh. Meron pang OG from the 70s. I even watched them.
See?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
So,
that's the 70s version gave me nightmares.
I watched the movie.
Nightmares.
I watched two reality shows. I mean, I'm finishing Physical 100. I haven't finished it yet.
I finished it yesterday.
I am very excited to find out what. We watched the first, like, I don't know, 20 minutes. But I'm excited to see what happens.
Naligwak yung bet ko eh. Hindi mo naman kilala yung bet ko.
Okay, but I'm excited to finish watching it. Two episodes lang, diba? So,
yes.
Okay, I'll get to it maybe today.
Grabe yung ano, final challenge. One of the final challenges. I'll tell you, hindi naman siya spoiler since it's infinite squats. Can you imagine? Tapos infinite squats na may whistle and you have to squat every time mag-whistle. You can't fall behind. So, prrrt, squat. And you're squatting like coals. As in, may mabigat ka na. Like, and puno ng coals yung... this like thing that they're squatting with.
Although, you know what I find to be very, very unfair? That the girls don't get the opportunity to beat the boys because they don't give them, for example, like they have to carry a certain weight.
It's always gonna
it should be a certain weight proportional to their weight.
To the weight, yeah. To the body.
To their body type.
That's why the girls never make it to the end.
Which is unfair.
Yeah.
Either that or I know this is like
or may girls side.
There should be a girls
Physical 100
and a boys winner. Or
alam mo,
have...
I kind of agree with you.
Because
kasi
it's
based on the past
girls.
Two seasons, yeah, they
yes.
never make it past a certain round. Pagdating sa buhatan na ng mabigat.
Should have two winners.
Obviously.
Kunwari kung may ano na sila, pero I'm sure they made a lot of money from that already.
Yeah.
They should provide two winners. One girl and one boy. Because it's unfair to the women.
Dapat meron yung parang, they can still carry on with like the team challenges. And then when it comes to individual challenges, maybe make it like boys,
yeah.
boys, girls, girls.
I find myself rooting for the teams na may babae because like I really like want them to win.
Yeah,
you know,
I really
want the women to win because they're just pushing so hard.
Yeah, pero I have to say, between the two, I prefer the first season just because there are more characters for me to root for in the first season versus the second one.
Yeah, there are some that are annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm also watching Is It Cake? It's just like a feel-good thing that I watch every night just to put myself to sleep. It's cute. It's this reality show where they create certain products or items that wouldn't necessarily look like cake and turn them into cake. And
you have to
guess. It's like
yeah.
the third season already. So you can
Saison.
Third season. Saison already. So, yeah, you can go and binge that. There are three seasons. And lastly, I watched a movie called Imaginary, which I think, Hazel, you will enjoy as well.
Kasi nga, I wanted to watch it, Chico. Tinakot ako.
Eh, bakit? Gumalaw yung bag no, sabi mo gusto mo.
I got very interested. And then when we asked Chico to watch it, he didn't want to watch it. So we're like, okay,
eh, manood fine. Kayo.
That's what happened. I watched it.
Oh, watch it. Ayoko nga. Mamaya, bisitahin pa ako nung...
nung imaginary.
Did you have an imaginary friend, Chico?
Yes.
What was his name?
Grover. An imaginary dog. Not person.
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
So medyo safe.
I didn't, but my parents would always catch me talking alone. Like, as if I'm talking to someone. But I wasn't exactly, like, seeing someone. It was just like all role play in my head. Like I'm pretending there's someone there, but it's not like an imaginary friend na may character akong wala lang kunya ni may kausap ako. Obviously, as the youngest child na walang kalaro.
And the main character is DeWanda Wise. I mean, played by DeWanda Wise.
Mm.
So she did a fantastic job, I thought. And the
saka
supporting
top,
cast
ano
was really good. I thought
top
it was very
ten
scary.
Siya. Diba?
I thought it was quite scary. I haven't been scared by a movie in a while, and this one kind of scared me.
Okay, I guess I won't be watching. Thank you.
I think you'll like it though.
It's maybe like it's during the day I'll watch.
It's a different kind of scary. And it's Blumhouse, so it goes, yeah. It's like the same realm as mga Conjuring. ganon.
Kahit naman so, adult ka na, nahuhuli ka pa rin ng parents mo, talking to yourself. Well, not talking to yourself, but talking by yourself. Diba nung ano, nadinig ka nila, sabi mo, it's more like practice.
Ano yung sabi?
Yung sinasabi mo na parang like, what? I've never done this before. How do you do it?
Oh my God!
How do you do that? I've never done this before.
Baka ikaw yun.
Or tigilan mo ako. Yan yung, ano mo, yan yung
M.O.
mo.
It's true. I don't deny.
This is the first time.
I have
time.
Said that line many times.
This is the first time I'm doing this.
I love how the only Korean show that Hazel and I watch is
Physical 100. Literally. Yup.
It's a start.
Yeah, yep. I mean, it's a start, but we haven't transcended from there since. Mm-hmm.
Reality show kasi.
Yes, reality
show. I think that's why. Yeah.
Oy, speaking of reality shows, apparently they're creating a new reality show that's patterned after The Challenge, but it's Netflix. So all the Netflix shows. So people from The Circle, I think from Love is Blind, like from all their different reality shows, they will be cast in a different reality show altogether to compete. Kasi ganun yung concept ng The Challenge, diba? Like Survivor, Amazing Race, yung mga contestants. They put them in one house and then they have to compete. So apparently, Netflix will be having something like that.
Okay. Diba, well, I've never watched any of those.
But like, Netflix tried to have that thing that's similar to The Traitors, which...
Yeah, that's different. Uh-oh.
Which wasn't really
But that's the trend now. That's the trend now.
Parang getting all-star.
Former reality show contestants and putting them in a new
in
reality
a different show.
Because people are already familiar with them. So, yeah. There.
So, there you go. I believe that is it for our watch list. But there's a lot of people who sent in entries.
We'll read them.
Which we can read on Facebook.
On Facebook Live, yes.
Or here. Okay.
We'll go live on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Let's start off with some final greets.
Yes, we're checking out the text line for more of those greets. Good morning to Ro. And he says, marry my husband, K-drama, I recommend. Anjali says, house MD. For her TMR watch list, also Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Death and Other Details, number 3. Kitty Kuting says, I also watched Fresh when Hazel mentioned it days ago. I liked it too! Plus, good ratings, just a Rotten Tomatoes. It's a good movie, I'm telling you. Marky will enjoy it. Watch it, please.
I think I will too.
Yes.
I'll check it out.
Weirdos of the same feather flock together. That's what
I'm not even going to attempt to convince you to watch it because I know you're not going to watch it.
No, let's just tell him pot, meat, kettle.
Pot, and ket-ket. Oh, partner yan.
Pot, ket-ket. Ano ako ulit?
Pok.
Iba ka. Hello to John Paolo who says my TMR watch list. Scoop. The story behind the controversial Prince Andrew interview on BBC Newsnight that includes his connection to Jeffrey Epstein.
Shady bish.
Gabrielle Imenzo. Good morning.
I was supposed to say,
I can't. I cannot. Juice Blank says, I often have lucid dreams. Alam ko rin dreaming. So I carefully add abilities to myself like flight or Spider-Man webs. Carefully lang kasi pag nasobrahan, nagigising ako. Like dati when I dreamt of Hazel?
What
was the dream about? Hello to Mar. Good morning to E. And also, E says, pwede mag-request ng advanced birthday blending for my friend Bien. She's a fan of the show and will be celebrating her birthday on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so Bien, we'll take note. Hello to Cindy. On the way to SMX, locked into TMR, going to the Manila International Auto Show. Medyo maulan, sayang ang car wash ko. Ganun palagi. Kung kailan nagpa-car wash, saka umuulan.
Ganun.
The Super James says, good morning. Can you greet my Mama Leia? Tuned in. So, hello, Mama Leia.
Hello, Mama Leia.
Sabi niya, prior to us adopting Ochi, naayaw na niya ng pet sa bahay kasi mabaho raw or walang mag-alaga. Ayan, fast forward to now, mas nauuna pa niya tanungin kung nakakain na yung alaga niya. And huwag gagalawin yung chicken sa ref kasi sa pusa yun. That's usually what happens, right? Yeah. Super. Yung mga resistant, biglang sila yung obsessed.
It's a very common YouTube video.
I know. On TikTok
dad,
din.
My dad who swore he will never have a cat, siya na yung parang like they sleep together on the couch.
Yeah.
And like...
like sila na yung nagiging yes, human nung pet,
sila yung
diba?
Naging fur parent.
Oh. Nedge says, for TMR watch list, done watching J-drama, Meet Me After School, about a student who fell in love with a teacher. Kala ko nung una di magugustuhan, pero I rooted for the characters and exciting every episode. And then K-drama, Wedding Impossible.
I wanna watch that.
Emilio M. says, the first Omen for him. Oh yeah, it's showing in cinemas already. God. And Immaculate, because it's Sydney Sweeney. That I wanna watch. But I didn't wanna watch it during Holy Week. I also watched The Conjuring, The Devil
the
Made
one?
Me Do
yeah,
It.
Devil Made Me Do It.
So good, but then kahit second time to watch ko na.
Yan yung horror, di ba? Yung kay
Sydney Sweeney. Yeah. Yung medyo religious, ano, vibe.
Yung sabi nila, like verging on blasphemous. That's what they say.
Oof, controversial. Elmer Velasco says, have you seen that issue ng mga Bex sa X?
Oh.
May
which one?
Isang guy na nag-rant sa TikTok na ayaw niyang tinatawag siyang Bex.
Ayun,
yes,
we talked about
that yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Butter Baby, good morning. Cyril, good morning. And that's it for the text line.
And on X, let's read a few greets and also read out a couple of watch list entries. Hi to Kiko Man Machine. Hi to Chini, finally is listening to The Morning Rush. Also saying hi to Yon Tifian, Jungkook's girl, and Anragasa. Hi to Hody H, who sends in his entries. Rewind series, docu Quiet on Set. I think that's the one with another, diba?
Drake Bell.
One Day, the movie, which I would love to watch, finished Physical 100 Ganda Nung Finale Challenge. Parang challenge sa Australian Survivor.
Never mind.
I'm excited to watch it later. Hamdinger Mayo says, this week, Pinoy Films Rewind Iti Mapukaw. Is that how you say it?
I think so. Diba they told us about it?
Becky and Badette, The Gentleman movie. Survivor 46, I really can't wait to watch that.
Really?
The Resume, yeah, I'm actually a fan.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
Ako, I'm watching it parang medyo chore siya for me.
Yeah.
After,
really?
Kasi nga, it's, in comparison to Australian Survivor.
I don't watch Australian Survivor. Yeah. I mean, I tried. I don't know what it is. Why I can't get into it.
Oh.
Like, you even put it on and I like sat in front of it and started
watching. Oh, but that's not the
it.
Season that got us into it. I'm just back
and
watching.
And you can't watch in the middle.
You can't
no,
watch
but
in
I,
the middle.
I tried to start watching the one that you were watching last season, and I don't know.
Oh, so good.
I
my
don't
gosh.
Know what it is, why I can't get into it. I think it's because, like, the only reason why I watch Survivor is because of Jeff Probst.
Oh, but JLP is so
he's
good.
Very good.
I actually prefer him now over Jeff
yeah,
Probst.
He's actually very good.
Uniquely Common says, my TMR watch list for the week are Godzilla, X-Kong, The New Empire, Monsters Instinct. Mother's Instinct.
Monsters Instinct.
Well, same difference. He also rewatched Rent the movie last night. Excited to watch the Manila staging later this month or next month. And I actually just posted my schedule. So if anyone is interested in watching me as Tom Collins, I only have 5 shows that I play Tom Collins and 26 shows that I play Benny. So choose which shows you want to watch and come to the theater.
Kakain ka ba ng spaghetti sa ano?
Saan?
Sorry.
Bakit?
Benny.
Bakit?
Benny Blanco.
Ay, Benny.
Never mind.
Same difference.
Kontrabida, diba?
Oh, true.
There you go.
Kontrabida ng buhay ng mga Pinoy. Ayon, Tifian says, pwede na ba okay. I-request yung Cake and Candy by Mama Ruth we played sa RX 93.1.
Cake and Candy. Cake and Candy.
And also, her watch list is The Midnight Studio, Nothing Uncovered, Wedding Impossible, Hyde, Beauty and Mr. Romantic, The Impossible Heir, Parasite, The Grey, Physical 100, a lot of people actually. Ultimate Reco, Queens of Tears, a Queen of Tears, Becky and Badette on Netflix. Usuals are RuPaul's Drag Race and what's the AR again?
The Amazing Race.
Yeah. And Juice Blank says the three body problem. I actually watched this show or a couple of episodes of this show, and I'm excited to get into that again this weekend. Grabe yung ship scene. Naka bad trip yung last episode. Rewind. Would love to watch that. Meet Joe Black and Spice and Wolf. And nasa Netflix na yung One Day movie, which I'm also gonna get to as well. Oh my gosh, ang dami ko nang
kailangan panoorin. Ay, may nagchichismis sa'yo. 84 lang daw yung nakuha mo sa LTO.
Hoy!
Ang sama daw ng loob mo.
Alam mo, ang yabang kasi sa 87.
What's this? Oh, you have to take the exam?
Yeah, I almost failed.
You have to retake it ba?
Dapat, well, only retake.
What's the passing score? 80.
I got 84.
84. Close call.
Wait, was this...
Puti pumasa ako.
Is this for your next license?
For the renewal.
For the renewal?
Yeah.
Pero at least... Yung renewal?
Mahaba na yung renewal. I mean, it's like 10 years na. So, if you don't have like a violation.
Oh.
10 years. So, medyo matagal-tagal naman. So, you know, pagtsagaan nyo na kasi may exam. Kasi, minsan iba na baka trick question.
Which
ito ang yabang kasi mataas yung nakuha niya.
Wait, do they have on the weekends?
It's online lang. You just do it on your phone.
Oh, you do it on your phone?
Yeah, you do it on your phone. And then when you pass, you print it out, you bring it to the LTO.
And then you know
yun. And then you get a license. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere. It's so easy, actually.
So you can do it anytime?
Anytime. Tapos walang time limit yung exam. So, you know, you can take as much time as you want.
All right. Okay. And that is it for Greece.
Oh, yung happy birthday blend for Greece.
Hi, Oma.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear BN.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, BN. Ano yun? Parang Three Musketeers yung peg.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for you. Let us thank Nina Hidalgo for the topic, How I Protect My Peace. Let's start off with Yontifian.
Number 10.
Same as me, true story. When we used to go to the office every day, tapos stressed na ako in the middle of my shift, I go out for a run during lunch break. And then, okay na ako ulit. Now that I'm work from home, I take a walk with the dogs. Yeah, walking is amazing.
Apparently it can help you lose even more weight than running for some people.
Yeah. But for me talaga, it's good to jog your system. Well, when you just
saka okay din yung walking kasi less stress sa knees.
Less stress. From Maxim De Winter.
Number 9.
I say what I feel I want to say. Tas bahala na kayo what to do with it.
Kasi
I don't worry about the response
with Filipinos
anymore.
That's not very common.
Not very common.
We're very tactful. We're very mindful of the stuff that we say because we don't want to offend other people.
True. From JR Keita.
Number 8.
Kapag may pinagdadaanan ako, I literally go into hermit mode kaya ayokong mandamay ng tao. Tapos pag okay na ako, bigla na lang ako lilitaw, makikipag-usap ulit as if nothing happened. I'm kind of like this. I don't like meet up with friends when I'm going through something. I like to hole up in my room, deal with it on my own, and then come out when I'm okay.
Kwento mo na lang.
Tas kwento ko naman yun. Like, but after the fact. Not while I'm there.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll tell you afterwards. Alam niyo ba nangyari noon? Tas okay. Uh-uh. Yeah, it's fine. And coming from Simply Nedge.
Number 7.
Hindi ko alam, pero pag may problema ako, nanonood ako ng mga pimple popping videos. And recently, na-curious ako sa mga nagpapasta at nagro-root canal ng ipis.
Oh God, I can't.
No!
Oh no.
Keep those videos away from me. Those are my absolutely
I don't
not
enjoy
my
those,
favorite.
Yeah.
Same. From Tampupu.
Number 6.
Pag stress na ako, pumunta ng Japan para makita ng sakura, para makatakasan ng init ng Pilipinas, at para makakita ng mga cuties kasi yan ang favorite subcategory ko sa mga websites.
Japanese!
Ah, yes. And from Rice Rice Baby.
Number 5.
Pag tumatawid tayo ng kalsada, I make sure na nasa safe side ka. sa'yo ko kasi natagpuan ng peace ko.
Wow! So I'm protecting you
naman,
with my own life.
With my life.
I find that actually very sweet.
Of course.
When, yeah, it's very telling. Like, yeah. Yeah, I really enjoy it when a guy I'm seeing does that. Like, and when they do it for the first time, it's like, it tells me so much about
right?
them. And I feel like, oh my God.
I mean, sometimes it's a very, like, chivalrous for show, but...
But
when
it's
legit,
I appreciate it.
When it's legit, it's really nice.
I love it.
You feel so
it.
Safe, di ba? And, itong tino na to, dudukdukin ko to eh. Sabi niya, yuck, ang baba na nakuhang score.
Oh no!
84. And also, from Queen of Deadma.
Number four.
How I protect my peace pag naingit ako sa ibang tao. Isipin ko lang, mas loser ka pa rin sa akin. And instantly, I feel better.
Yo,
I may not be the
laser.
Best. I may not be the best. But as long as I'm still better than you.
Para kang si Detox. I'm saying I'm the best, but I ain't the worst.
Yun. And from Coco Hernandez.
Number three.
And from Tampupu, same entry. I forgive people so they don't live rent-free in my head.
Hey, that's
Do
smart.
It for you. Do it for you.
I agree.
And yung Tampupu nga was saying parang even if hindi sila humihingi ng tawad, I forgive them.
Patawarin mo na.
From Jungkook's girl.
Number two.
As a K-pop stan, I left stan Twitter a long time ago. Super toxic. Every day may issue. Fangirling has become much more comfortable by choosing not to be part of that environment. I curate my feed very carefully. Positive vibes lang. Pero she was saying naman, first rule sa fangirling, wag na wag magko-compute. Fangirl math, happiness cannot be quantified.
Noted.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
How I protect my peace comes from Troll Ako.
Troll Ako says,
I never compare myself to others. I only compete with myself. I want to be better than yesterday's version of me, even if it isn't better than anyone else's.
Yeah, just measure it on your own.
If you're better than you yesterday, that's already
by your own standards.
Even if wale pa rin siya compared to the others, so what?
It's still an improvement.
You improved, and that's the important part, right? So one more batch coming right up, but we'll do a special taste test.
Very quick TMR taste test.
Quick taste test.
So join us, okay, on Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube. Good morning to Hannah, who's watching on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Timeless Person.
Ano daw?
Ano?
What?
The what?
Time for the final top 10 for today. But let's do some final greets.
Oh my gosh, my hands are so sticky. Good morning, Edrickians and John Paolo. Also, yung Tiffy and Kakay. Martin Duanyas, who says, padala me food next week. May restrictions pa for Marky or pwedeng naka... ano? Pwede na kahit ano.
It's okay. I mean, I usually just eat protein and fiber, but
something savory, please. Like the quest.
Mm-mm.
Good morning also to Edrickians. Good morning to Cindy. And hello to Hannah and Joymai. Good morning. That's it.
And on X, saying hello to here you go, saying hi to Butter Baby. Greeting, Hody H, Uniquely Common. And hi to Yonte Fian. Hi to Kikoman Machine. What is happening?
Ay, ito contest na to? Meron ba tayong ini-impress sa mga nanonood dito? By the way, we did TMR taste test. On Facebook Live. So it's the whole popsicle with fruit roll-up thing.
That's it.
Oh, okay. We've got our top 10 for today, number list. Let's start off with, let me see. Jungkook's girl. How I protect my peace, I share my location to friends and family whenever I travel alone or go somewhere new. Tamang paranoid lang. Kakanood ko ng mga Netflix documentaries. So that at least they know where you are. I think that's a very smart way. Like, especially if you told them that you're going to X destination and then they find out that you're in Y.
Oh, that's so
then they'd
snap.
Be like,
parang yung ano.
Are you going somewhere else? So at least you can check.
Parang yung fresh nga. Kasi parang syempre tinatarget niya yung medyo walang family masyad.
Right, right.
So yung girl na tinarget niya, si Noah, my bestie. Sinabi niya sa bestie niya, oh, we're gonna go away. He's taking me to ganyan ganyan. At least sinabi niya. Mm. So then si bestie was curious.
At least, right?
Oo. Oh, oh. So na-trace niya.
Al Macchiato says, how I protect my peace, I carefully curated my Instagram algorithm to show me cute and funny dog, cat, and other animal content, which cheers me up. Similarly, before going to bed, my hubby shows me all the animal videos he saw earlier that he thought I'd like. Kasi good vibes eh. Diba? Parang it's so like, wala lang. Yeah, especially like before going to sleep. You don't want to watch anything heavy or anything controversial. Parang kasi it'll, you know, your mind will be so like active, right?
Yeah.
You want to watch something cute. Rice Rice Baby says, how I protect my peace, tinatago ko muna yung weighing scale namin sa bahay. I'm letting go of obsessing over my weight and prioritizing healthy eating regardless of the weight outcome.
Yeah.
Kasi winner ka naman eh. If you start eating healthier,
yeah.
Whether you lose weight or not, I mean, I'm pretty sure your insides will be grateful for the change in diet.
It's a whole lifestyle thing.
It's a whole lifestyle
thing. You're doing it for like, thing. You know, to change your lifestyle.
And from Hody H, how I protect my peace, I usually go alone in a coffee shop and just watch people. Like, people watching is a thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, it's therapeutic. Like, you're not lit, you're not judging them naman or, I don't know,
wala lang. You're
looking
just
for
like, yeah.
attractive people. Not necessarily. Like, literally, you just want to watch life go by.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when you sit in a cafe, and it's life unfolding.
And these are strangers.
Strangers.
Yeah.
So literally, they're not even doing anything exciting. They're literally just walking to work or on their way to the public transport. You know what I mean? Talking.
Yep.
Maybe on their phone, watching something on their gadgets. The Super James says, how I protect my peace. Hard lesson that I learned. Sometimes your workmates are really just your workmates, not your friends. So you have to be careful. Watch yourself not to overshare. They can be used as weapons.
Minsan so makakaibigang putik sila.
Makaibigang putik. Titingin ka sa ako. Just to be promoted or favored in work.
I think it's too little too late for us now.
Running.
We already know too much.
Yes, we know too much about each other. Much.
Like, literally. And from Tampupu, how I protect my peace, nakikinig ako ng super wholesome na morning radio show para puro kabutihang loob ang bumabalot sa akin sa pagsisimula ng araw. Tapos after that, I listen na to the Morning Rush.
Yeah. Shade.
Grabe, sasabihin ko pa naman pagpalain ka nawa. Di pala tayo.
And from Wildfire, how I protect my peace, inaalis ko lahat ng mga negative vibes sa bahay. Kaya, kung makikita nyo man si misis ko, pakisabi na lang ingat siya lagi. Pakisabi ingat siya lagi, mahal ko pa rin siya. From Chin Chin, when I see posts of my friends or people I thought were my friends in an outing or get together that I wasn't invited to, I just mute their my day and unfollow them on IG or FB so that I didn't have to see. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. Yeah.
I don't know how you can go back to like the daily grind though after learning na they specifically left you out.
For me kasi it's not so much that they left me out kasi kung hindi naman pala talaga nila ako friend, I can't do anything about it. It's more the blindsided feeling. Mm. Like I thought
you were my friends.
That they were my friends. So magugulat lang ako, but you know,
you'll get over it.
Then I'll get over it.
But at least now you know. Mm-hmm. So
and then
for
you'll
the future,
start treating them like just co-workers.
Hey, co-workers lang pala tayo.
When will that happen with us? It already has happened.
Many times. And then, saka ano, yung parang yung, kunyari, ma-overhear nyo, ano, na, yung hindi ko alam na nandyan kayo, pero within earshot na lang. Tapos biglang madidinig niya. Ah, so ano? So, you know Hazel and Marky? Oh, yes. My co-workers. Tapos yung dinig niya. Oh, yes. Them. My co-workers.
You know Chico? Oh, yes. The glamour. Zon?
Zon. Zon.
No, because he's great. The great glamour.
Alam mo, tigilan niyo ako ha. Pag si Leo lumaki-laki na, hindi niya ako pwedeng tawagin glamour. Ano na lang? Dude.
Dude!
Bro. Wag naman glamour. No.
Why? And, it's a nice glamazon. Because you are a glamazon.
Gee.
You're a powerful glamazon.
RuPaul is a glamazon.
Okay.
You're the RuPaul in the RuPaul. Building.
The building. And the 11. How I protect my peace. Practicing the mantra, it is what it is. What's done is done and the future hasn't happened yet. So stop worrying about both things. You know, it's very important to know when to employ this. Because there are cases where you have to fight, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't say it is what it is. You have to fight for what you feel is yours or what you feel is right. But there are also moments where you do have to just say, you know what? Whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah. I give up.
Anti-Sagula says, hindi ko pinoproblema ang problema ng iba. Problemado na nga ako sa pinoproblema ko. Problemahin ko pa ba yung problema ng iba?
Kailangan ka doon. I sense the struggle.
Struggle is real.
Ang hirap.
Medyo struggle
but
bus.
Yeah. And the top, how I protect my peace comes from Al Macchiato.
Al Macchiato says,
I like this. I wish I did this. How I protect my peace, one thing that never fails to cheer me up is comparing my first ever payslip with my most recent one. It's a constant reminder of how far I've come, how much I've grown, and how things can still get even better for me.
I wish I can do that. Kaya na wala na yung first payslip ko. I don't even remember. Like,
I know. But like, I wish I kept it though. Like, as
your
a
first payslip?
Parang out of nostalgia. But I never
I
did.
I don't think I kept
what
it.
Was your,
I'm not sure.
What was it? Do you remember
I know the
what
amount.
It was?
I remember the amount. Because I was, my first ever job paid me like 800 pesos a month.
A month.
And so, 400 pesos every 15 days minus taxes, 360. 360 pesos. For like 15 days of board work.
Ako kasi hindi radio yung first payslip ko. Eh. So, but I do remember. I remember, like, for example, the first one was me writing or contributing for a publication, and it was 500 per, like, article. And it was, I had, like, a bi-monthly column, so it's like 1,000 a month.
Very similar
and
to
then
mine. Yeah.
My, like, courtside days naman, different yun, kasi per game siya. But then you don't get paid per game. I mean, you get your check like after a couple months or a month, ganun.
Yeah. Ah.
But it was 1,500 per game if I remember correctly.
Okay. So, yeah, what about us? What's our way to, I mean, what's our, like, how I protect my peace? Ako talaga, I make sure, doesn't matter what it is, it's very similar to what we talked about earlier. Diba? Yun nga, I put on my headphones, I go walking, playing Pokemon. But it doesn't have to be that. Pero for me, something that is very manual, like nothing that would kind of like entail a lot of thinking or a lot of analysis. It has to be very, yun nga, walking, playing, something very...
Autopilot,
yes. Because it means... Because that's exactly what I was trying to do, right? To rest my brain. Because if I'm going through something, my brain is probably on overdrive. So I need to do something, quote-unquote, brainless, you know? And For me, that's how I, because I'm already an overthinker. Even without problems, I tend to overthink. I'm a worrywart. So if, lalo na if I'm going through something, the last thing I would want to do is to keep my brain overstimulated. So I have to do something that, like, maybe I should swim, do some laps. So that if my body is doing something that's very automatic, my brain would probably take a bit of a rest. And that's what I need to keep my peace.
Yeah, how I protect my peace. I think we all know I'm, I don't like stress, so I like to remove people who provide me stress in my life that is unwanted. So I block them and I mute them. But now I've been kinder, as I said before. So I give them a couple of strikes before, or one or two, before I finally decide that they're toxic to my life. They might not be toxic to other people's lives, but to my life, they're toxic. So that's why. And that's how I protect my peace.
How I protect my peace is I disconnect. And when I say I disconnect, doesn't mean I go offline. I just don't respond.
Yeah.
If I'm in that mood na parang I don't want to talk to anyone, I don't want to respond to anyone, I don't want to answer your call, sometimes somebody would be even like ringing the doorbell and I would not answer. Not even check out what's going on or who's knocking on the door. If I don't feel like it, I would not. I will refuse to like acknowledge that I'm being bothered.
Eh, mamaya mo, hindi mo sasagutin yung the doorbell. Yung pala sasabihin, ma'am, may nakita po kaming giant butike na umakyat.
Shut up! On the morn, ayokong malaman.
Na nasa loob ng bahay mo. So, nakita nila climbing up the wall of the condo, sneaked into your condo unit. Hindi ka lalabas, nandun yung giant butike.
Whatever.
Like a 6-foot long butike.
Hindi na ako lalabas. Deads na ako pag nakita ko yun.
Just so, seeing it.
I just pass out. Like, I will drop
it.
I'm dead.
But yeah, I don't. Parang meron akong ganun. No, yeah. I don't do it for a long time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If I need like
immediate.
Kunyari, the next couple hours, I just really need to like find my inner peace. Then that's what I do. And I think that's also why I'm not a stressed person in general. I'm pretty like chill.
Okay.
Probably because of that. Like, I'm able to do that. So there, that's how
I all right,
my
there you go. Thank you for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you for joining us, folks.
And we'll see you on Monday.
And watch out because we do have lots of guests today. Later on at 3 o'clock with Nikki and Gail, Max will be dropping by the booth. So they will be interviewing Max. And tonight or later this afternoon on All Out, Rico will be talking to Han and Griffin. So make sure to catch all those interviews and catch me tonight on Countdown Top 7. Enjoy your long weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.